So welcome to the second late night last Mishmar of the Zman mega shiur. And inconsistent with what we did last year, I don't know what the answer is. So we can discuss together what you guys think the best sock to take is. Like just like last year. Well, last year I left it up to you guys. You know, a lot of directions you're going. There's a Bach, there's other directions. This is actually more complicated than that. So just as an introduction. Is Ralph calling into this, by the way? I guess not. So the hardest thing about the sugya, it's not just the amount of positions that have something to say, but it's weighing out the various there's certain variables that take place within each position. So just give you an example before you get into it. So we're gonna take up there's gonna be the issue of two versus three matzahs. That's one issue. Okay, one issue is gonna be what you make the bracha on. Okay, and that is a big issue. Do you make the bracha on the whole, on the piece, on both, on one, on the other? All sorts of variations of that. And then there's going to be an issue about betzia. What's betzia or botzea? To break it. Okay, which ones you break? So you have to be able to juggle those variables to be able to get through this sugya. Okay. Okay, so let's just start backwards. All right. So today, Akiva, at your seder, what do your parents do? Exactly. By a motzi matzah. How many matzahs do they have?
Three.
Okay. And when they make hamotzi, right, what do they do?
I don't know. What do you mean? They say hamotzi.
And that's it? They hold all, do they hold all the matzahs in their hand?
I don't know. My dad kind of like touches them. I don't really know.
All right.
He breaks off the comb.
No, that's before.
Slide. I don't know.
Benji, what do your parents do at the Seder? Okay, how many matzahs did he lift up?
Two and a half.
Two and a half. Okay, so you have three matzahs in your Seder.
Yeah.
90% of the world does, or 80%. What do you call it? Three matzahs, okay? He lifts up three of them. Does he drop one? After he makes a motzi, does he drop one?
Yeah.
Okay. No, not break it. Just drop one.
Because he has a weird case
that... So he yields all three. He makes hamotzi, then he makes al-chiyat matzah, and then gives out matzah to everybody, right? Okay. What about you, Joffrey? What do your parents do?
I think we do have three, but I think we hold the two and say, and then put the one aside.
Right. After hamotzi, you put one, and you put one of the whole ones back in.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, but the common minhag today... The common practice today by most Jews is to have three matzahs at the Seder. And then you do yachatz. You'll have to lift a half. We'll touch a little bit upon yachatz towards the end, where that whole minhag comes from. The ritva really slices it apart. But what happens is that what most people do is they hold all three matzahs, make hamotzi, okay? And then they drop one of the shlemos. Not like throw it down, but they take the one of the two whole ones, put it back in, and then they make their alachiyot matzah. All right, holding both. And as you'll see, that's like a massive, it's a compromise of epic proportion of how that position comes about. All right? And the prusa, and the broken one. Okay? Just get our terminology down. Prusa means the broken piece. Remember that. Prusa is the broken piece. Botzea means to break it. Shlema is the whole matzah. I think that's it for the hard terms. What? That's pieces. Okay. We're not going to touch on that too much. All right. So this all begins because of the vague statement of Shmuel. Who's reading? Is there a reader today? Sure. Gemara is... No, I'm going to go with Kappa for a little bit. That's okay with you. I want to go to sleep at some point tonight. So. All right, so take a look at that. The Gemara starts in Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav Amabez. Amar Shmuel.
Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni Alav Bar.
Famous Gemara, right? Famous. So it says lechem oni. What does lechem oni mean?
Poor man.
No, it does not. No. What does lechem oni mean?
Okay.
You say things about it. All right. So just, this doesn't require a deep svar, but what does that tell you about matzah? This is going to play a part later on when it comes to yachatz. What does that tell you that's unique about matzah? What's unique about matzah? What? Parnamagid. It's not just simply a chesha shel achila, but we actually use it as a vehicle for limud. It's a chesha shel limud. You actually use it as a vehicle for limud. Matzah zoo, right? This matzah, okay? Fine. Yeah. All right, Viter. Fine. Dabar acher.
Dabar acher. Lechem oni aniksin. Ma ani she darko betrusa. Achan betrusa.
Okay, stop. So before we look at the Rashba and the Rashba, okay? So what does that tell you?
We're supposed to do it like Shinani does.
Which would mean have what? A broken piece, right? Okay. So if I ask you right now, if you just pretend you didn't have any Rishonim. Oh,
do we?
Such a thing exists, right? What would you deduce from this Gemara? You have your Seder, okay? You have this Gemara in front of you. You got your Seder. Now, it's time to make Hamotzi, right? And Alachios Matzah. What do you have in front of you?
A broken piece,
right? Yeah. All you could deduce from this Gemara is that you need a Prusa. Basically, that's it. When you think about it, yeah. All it's telling you is that, now, if you want to be a little bit you want to be a little hyper, right? What could you deduce from this as well? You could take it one step further.
Broken bread and bread of?
Well, we know that already. But I'm saying, within the statement that it's a Prusa, right? That Ani eats Prusa, what could you deduce from the statement of the Gemara? What?
You have to raise.
Oh, better. Pinsky's good. Not just multiple, but every matzah you have tonight should be what?
Broken.
No one says that.
Part of the definition of matzah is being broken.
All right. You could say that. Whereas if it's the Gemara Brachos is going to take us out of that trap, but you could argue that maybe every time I have matzah on Pesach night, what kind of matzah does it have to be? Broken matzah. That's the Derech HaLiyami. It's not as crazy as you think. What?
Define broken matzah.
Whole piece.
No, I'm going to make an assumption that most people don't, or at each person at the Seder isn't then handed an entire matzah and go, eat.
What do you mean?
Like you don't sit there and get handed a whole Shmura matzah and each person sit there and eat the entire thing. Normally it's broken to begin with.
No, when you make hamotzi, looking at what people do today, you have two whole matzahs and a broken one. We'll get to why you need the whole matzah soon, but you have a whole matzah, so maybe you could argue that at your Seder, you should only have prusas. Only eat prusas. That's what Nani does. Every time you have matzah shal mitzvah, on this night you have a prusa, yeah.
Yeah, because people would naturally eat an entire matzah right then.
No, I'm saying you eat like a poor person. Poor people, on this night you have to eat like a poor person, yeah.
Prusas are made. What halacha did we learn out from the first?
Prusa is a very halachah
matzah. Stop. All right, slowly. So what does the Rashman tell you? You make alachios matzah on your prusa, okay? So right now, what have we deduced from the Rashbam? That the prusa, the broken piece, right? You're making alachios matzah on that. Because what is the broken piece?
The
chatzah shal mitzvah. It's your matzah shal mitzvah, okay? That is your matzah shal mitzvah, right? That is your matzah shal mitzvah, right? Okay, good. But then the Rashbam is not done. I mean, Rashi says the same thing. So what does he say? But it turns out, what else do you need?
Two full ones.
Now, be careful. I mean, just gotta be a little didactic in his lashon. He says, "Ushtei shleimos ma'isina mishum hamotzi." Right? You need two whole ones because of what?
Hamotzi.
And then he says, "Delo." So you can't tell me this is worse than any yantav.
Right.
Now we don't know any about this yet because we had to go to the Gemara Brachos. But shitzarech. Now shleimos, right? Okay. So like any other yantav, what do you need in front of you?
What does
Botei means to break.
What do you mean you break? But no one,
you break.
You mean breaking, you mean like eating it?
No, breaking it, to eat. We'll get to that.
Break to eat.
You'll see, yes. Breaking, you only break it because you're going to eat it, but there's an idea of breaking. Breaking is a real halachic concept. It's not like, what do you call it, like a practical thing.
Yeah.
It's a real idea. You'll see, it's a real idea.
Are you able to make the emotzi on both of them and break from both of them?
He says that you need, on Shabbos and Yantav, you're Botei on two kikaros. Okay?
Do you have to be Botei on Shabbos?
So that's a machlokes. The Rashba and others want to say on both. Others say no, only on one.
See, you can only be Botei on one after.
Right. Yes.
Just what Ariel was saying. If you use the word Botei, I'll shake your cards and then Botei on Machlokes and Meshlemes.
The Gemara Brachos is Lam Tesam Abiz. Okay? Alright, so go. Itmar. Okay, so let's read that carefully. So what happened? They brought before him what? So you have in front of you what? You have broken pieces of bread. And let's say rolls. Make it simple, okay? Now, I don't want to, this is not our sugya, okay? I did define some of this, but this is not our sugya. To make it easy, so a case that every universe agrees on, so let's assume in this case that the pieces are smaller than the rolls, okay?
Slices of bread.
Okay, if you want to put that, it's fine.
Not a complete loaf.
Okay, pieces of slices of bread.
Yeah.
You go to the supermarket, you get, right, exactly, like that kind of bread. So you have a few pieces of bread in front of you, and a roll. Okay? Which one do you make the bracha on? So what does the Gemara say? Right, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. All right, so now this machlokes is based on the possibility that the pieces, the simple way to learn, is that the pieces are bigger. Okay, in that case, the first shita would agree, the first shita would say if it's bigger, then you have a choice. But you would agree if the pieces are smaller than the whole, okay, the pieces are small in the whole, what, which one should you make the bracha on? Even he'd agree to make it on... What? Right, okay. What? There's no things equivalents. There's no equivalent. What?
I thought
Pashi Grab was equivalent size. No. You got to look at how the Rishonim learn. Right? Take a look. At all the Rishonim, when they take up this sugya, they get into the issue of the size. Size is the issue.
Yeah.
Right.
I
don't know. I don't know if such a thing is equivalent. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But again, that's not our sugya. But what you have, what's the main thing you have to know from here? That what is that sheet to say? He says, Rav Yochanan Amar Shlema Mitzvah Minim Avchar. Okay. Now, so let's use that approach for a second. If I have in front of me a roll versus a piece. He says you make the bracha on the roll. Why? Chashivas. What makes a shleimah more chashiv?
It's a complete entity.
What does that mean? So what? What? I mean, using the right word. There's something chashiv there. What?
It has no lacks. It's in its complete state, perfect state.
Okay. What? It's not a part. But so, okay, so... You're right, I agree. But let's put that in the context. You're right. So you're saying what makes it better is that it's complete. Okay? Okay, why would you argue on that? You see, the first shita does argue on that.
Say size is all that matters.
What?
Say size is all that matters.
Why?
It's about its connection with
human. Even then, what's machlokas? Now, I agree with you. So now, but then you have a very funny machlokas, because then one side saying wholeness is better, the other side says size is better. Well, what's the difference between the two? What? Okay.
In terms of the eating, a bigger piece is better. Like, if you have a full.
Whole. Oh. A loaf. A loaf.
You're never going to have completely full.
Oh, get out of here.
It's man-made.
Oh, one second. That's good. So hold on to that. That's good. One point is it's man-made. That's true. Okay. That, I think that's going to be the linchpin of why you're going to say one or the other. But what's odd about Shlema is why would you ever you're right. You would say that, fine, you want to say that a bigger piece fills you up more, right? But on a deeper level, so, but what bothers him about Shlema? Is he disagreeing with his idea of Chashivas by Shlema? What? Why? Oh, come on, that's good. That's good. You're saying good. What do you mean? The word artificial is good.
Artificial.
Well, okay, what's real? What's real about, that's good. You're right about the man-made. We'll get to that.
No.
Is there any reality to a whole loaf of bread?
Yeah,
sure.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's the reality?
Can you identify whole loaf versus incomplete loaf?
Yeah, you're right. I'm saying on a physical level.
It's
still bread, right? Right. What? Fine, maybe. I'm just saying the point is that if I have a roll in front of me and bread and a piece of bread in front of me, I have two pieces of bread. I have bread, right? I abstract one and call it a loaf, right? But it's a piece of bread,
right?
So, but there's a chiddush. Is a chiddush a shleima saying? What's a shleima guy saying? What's his chiddush? You were saying, this is where your point is going to come in. Let's look at the precedent. Not the case of Kohanim. That's a bad precedent. Let's look at a food precedent. Look at a food precedent. Okay. What do we do by? Give me an example of the food precedent that I'm looking for here.
By shishim, we have.
Forget that. Just simple foods. Simple. No, not man made. What? Well, you see this in halacha. The question is, not just grapes. Take an apple, okay?
Anything that's not more than just the base type of food, but it has its own, something special that signifies it.
Oh, right. So take an apple, right? So there's an idea that if you have in front of you an apple, right, versus a piece of an apple, why? That's in its natural form. In its natural form, it's created as what? As a shlema, right? That is it, right? I'm saying, but that's the point. The point is, it's not just a coincidence that in that form is that way. God created in a manner where it should be whole, right? That is what it is. So therefore, when you break the whole, that's inferior. So you see that in the natural world. Oh, so that's the machlokas. So the question is like this: question is, since bread is man-made, so the question is, can man produce through his creation of bread, that same natural shlemus? Can such a thing emerge? Okay? That's what I think the question is. So the other side that says no, he's going to say very simply, he's going to say, I have in front of me pieces of bread. It's very nice to call this a loaf, but that's an abstract idea. That idea only exists in the normative natural world, not in the man-creative world. And that's why he'd say, fine, so the bigger piece fills me up more. I agree. But I'm just saying his attack against shlemus would be based on that. Okay? All right. Yes?
I don't know if this...
This is not our sugya. This is just an introduction to what we need to get to. You need to understand what you have to get from this is one simple point. There's a chashivas to shleimus. That's the that if you don't have to buy my svara. All you do is one thing to take out of this. That there's something about shalem that gives it a special chashivas. That shleimus, that the idea of a lachem shalem has some sort of greater expression of chashivas than something broken. What? So even and that's and the set the first side would even agree if the shalem if the prusa was what do you call it was small if the broken one was smaller. That's why we shouldn't end up running out. What?
Correct. Ah,
no, no. So that's saying so he's gonna right. He's I agree. You know, he's just saying because that's the way it works out.
So
right?
He doesn't accept the smaller.
Correct.
It's all like bread.
Correct.
He holds up, it's all partial.
Bread. It's all partial. Okay, there's no idea of a shalem.
Even if they're equal size, you
correct.
So when he says right. Any reality by the matzah, it's a
what? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Destroying everything, destruction,
sorry.
Just destruction. All right, Viter. So now next chunk of Gemara. So now you skip ahead to what says. Now Amar of Nachman's what? Yeah, what's Rashi saying? Yeah, so Rashi is Tosos doesn't like that. We're not going to have that Tosos. Tosos doesn't like that. This whole business about you have a choice. That's not our issue. Okay.
It small.
What?
It seems like according to Rashi, you need it small.
Right. So Tosos takes him to task for that. The whole Machlokes we're showing about this. Okay. All right. Now here's comes our issue. Now comes the slow introduction to our issues. Now Amar of Nachman. So if you're God fearing, what will you do? How can you do that? I'll tell you how. Right, so umat, keep going.
Manu mar berei deravina, mar berei deravina. Maniach prusa betorah shleima
ulotzia. Oh, there's your solution. So if you want to be yotze boshitas, what do you do? You hold both. Oh, okay. So careful. Okay, so Mr. Funny Guy over there, because maniach. Prusa betoch shlema. So what does betoch here mean? Coming. Tachas, right. Rashi says tachas, underneath. Not necessarily inside, you can hold it underneath it. Okay. But I don't care about that. But what's he saying? He's saying, what? I know. But even by bread, yes. Because there are two logical positions.
Since when do we hold that? And every time we have
that's a meta question. I don't know. No, it's not. That's a meta question. This is it. This is because I'll tell you why. Because doing this, you don't lose anything.
It's an action in Sugya. This is what you should
do. It seems that way. But don't lose anything doing this. What do you lose? There's no loss. Right? Okay.
Well,
maybe.
No,
maybe there's no loss.
Right. Okay, fine. So
what?
You need a second hole on then.
What do you need a second hole on for? We don't know anything about that yet. Hold on. No, we don't know anything about Lechem. We don't know anything about Lechem. That's in Psachim. We're in Brachos right now. We're going to badge introduce to that. Okay? All right, so what's the first thing you see? You see the halacha is, to be yotzei boshitas, what do? You hold your prusa and shleima together. So by holding your broken piece and your whole one, somehow, in a very clever maneuver, Nachman says yotzei boshitas. Okay? All right. I don't think that's that problematic. That seems to make sense to me.
I think it's worthy of question.
You just want to know why he decides to employ that method now. I don't know. That doesn't bother me so much. What? Oh. That's a good question. No. Hold on. Isaiah, that's a very good question. We'll answer that soon. That's a good question. You'll see. No, you can't. That's a good question. Leave it at that. It's a great, trust me, it's a good question. Yeah.
I know, I'm just asking a question on the question.
There's no question asking the question. It's a good question. What does he care? He has two pieces of bread in front of him. I mean, if it's significantly better, maybe. Maybe. You're right. I know because that's not because I don't want to get involved in that. That's a huge sugya. Okay. Can we just go into Gemara? Obviously, yes. Yes. No. Oh, no. That's going to come up by. That's going to come up later by the mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah here. This isn't Shabbos. This is during the week. This is during. This is during. Yeah. It's 100%. Yes. It depends on the case. Tosos doesn't like Rashi's interpretation.
If he says either one, then it wouldn't make sense to say that you need both.
Yeah, but according to the side that holds you want the shlema, he's gonna be upset if you do if you make the bracha on the pesisin. He doesn't want you to bring the bracha.
They're both equal.
No, if you by holding both of them together, what are you basically saying? According to the second side, I'm making the bracha on both. There's no specification I'm making my bracha on. It depends, but what if the prusa is bigger? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So, all right. So go on to the Gemara. Can we get the next? Let's go, Kappa. Go on to the Gemara.
Amar Papa.
Now that's the key, okay? Ubotzea. Now comes the thing. Everybody agrees with what? So everyone agrees by Pesach that no matter what, we take the prusa and we put it in Tok Shlema. Everyone agrees with that. That's not up for debate. All right? Everyone agrees that's what you must do on Pesach. So even the sheet that holds what?
That holds the
right. Would even agree with this. So everyone agrees that on Pesach, what do you do? You have your Shlema and your prusa.
Not that you could do this, but you have to do this.
You have to do this. How many masses do we have?
Two.
What?
At least two.
Who says at least? Just two. Minicha prusa v'tok Shlema. Okay, but what do you already notice different than the Gemara Amsachim? What is this Gemara now introduced? A second one. Okay, we have another matzah now. Right now we have two matzahs to play with. Okay, one more statement of the Gemara.
Okay, my timer.
Good. I'm Rav Abba. Okay, now the Gemara makes another statement. Okay, now this statement, you got to keep in mind, this statement is actually brought down in the Gemara on Shabbos. Right, in Kol Kisveh, when it's talking about meals on Shabbos. Oh, yeah. But now the Gemara is being put in over here, and what's Ravi Abba adding? He's saying, but on Shabbos, notice he doesn't include Yantav, okay? And then Shabbos, what do you want Shabbos? On Shabbos, you're botzei on two kikaros. What do two kikaros mean? Two whole loaves, okay? Oh, so the question is, how do you read this Gemara? Whole, for sure, without question. That's a good question. Levi's speaking up a good point. The question is, what is this statement in the Bryce? What is this Bryce coming to do? Is it coming to complement what's before? What? Or is it contrasting? Or is it adding? Could be. I don't know. We don't know yet. All right. All right. Question is, what should we do now? So let's... hold on. Let's... what do we get that... trying to think when we get out of the way here. No, we can't do that yet. Okay, let's do Tosfos. Start with Tosfos. Okay? Let's start with Tosfos. Okay. So Rashi says what? Rashi says when you're Meniach, now this is during the week. When I'm Meniach, my Prusa Batok Shlema and Botsea, Rashi says, U Botsea Lishtan. Oh, Botsea Shlema Bilvat. So you guys were all asking that question before, and since you have no patience. What Tosfos is telling you that according to Rashi says openly, there's two options you have in front of you. Okay, either I break both, which means the prusa as well.
Yes.
So I have in front of me a whole, a loaf, and a piece of bread. I must break both. Or do you say no? Then what do? You just botseya the whole one. Okay.
So the prusa is a half piece, or it's a it's split piece.
Well, hold on. Behind we keep reading. Behind you, Ali Deshnayan. So it's a funny thing. So Rashi says there's a weird, strange position. He's saying that either you actually physically have to break both, or since I'm breaking the whole one, right? Because the broken one's already broken. Betziyad. I have no idea at this point, right? Nirek Kamosha both say, yeah, right. Okay, so let's say I have my whole and my piece. So when I break, right, I break that piece off, what are you going to say? Right, but we know what we know for sure, though.
The one's
we don't know the one's broken. So even though it looks that way, we know in reality what? That's a good question. It's a good question. Hold on. Okay. But he says.
It doesn't seem to be filling our
position. Why not? Yeah, but you're assuming that he requires betzia.
As opposed to what?
Not. Maybe only a shlema requires betzia. Maybe only a shlema requires betzia.
Right,
it's nearer, as long as it looks that way. Ravuna is a psisin guy, right? Yeah, why not?
He's
But maybe you don't have to. That's the whole point. Yeah. Why? I'll tell you why. So once you say the prusa is betoch hashlema, what by definition are you saying at that point? The shlema is ikar. So that's why the prusa is tachas hashlema, because that's the shlema is now your ikar. Okay. Okay. So now we're going to get to the question you guys have been asking. So what does it mean yotzei de shneim? He's going to tell you right now. So you yotzei both, right? Because he's not because by putting the prusa underneath the shlema, so if you hold his no idea of a shlema, then what do you care? And if you hold the shlema as the ikar, then you want the shlema to be on top. Okay, simple. Now, okay, keep going. So perish Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
Kayap season. Okay, so that's a separate thing. In other words, that's Tosos' position. Okay, we're not going to take up Tosos' position about how he holds, because there's two Tosos in before this that are more specific in attacking Rashi. That's not relevant. That's not directly relevant to our sugya. Okay, but one thing we can But one thing we can at least answer. Okay, before we get to the next Tosos. So the question is, but I think it's important because we have to get some sense of how Betzia works. So the question is, why would Rashi have this option of Betzia? I want to just cherry pick this one point before you get to the next thing, right? Because we have to get a better understanding of how Botzea works. So Rashi says either Botzea both or Botzea one, and it's Nira on the Prusa. It's Nira. We don't like Niras.
Can you just do Botzea the Prusa?
Doesn't no, because the Shlema, no, can't be. What is Betzia? What is Betzia?
No, but there is Betzia
Bishlema. What?
There could be Betzia on a piece.
Can there? Why? Oh, right. So what is that?
It's just the action. It's the action of the...
What is the action of Betzia? What is it? You're not telling me what it is. What? Oh, that's one way to learn.
Or it's destroying a...
Wait a second. So one way to learn is... what's okay, good. So one way to learn Betzia is what is... One way to learn Betzia is to say that Botzea means I'm converting a Shalom to a Prusa. Now, if that's true, right? If that's what Betzia does... Okay, then which position? Which side is that in Rashi?
Which side? That's the side that says.
Betzea
both sides. Right. You can only Betzea the Shalom.
No. Both sides. No. One side says you Betzea both.
Oh, you said it says Betzea both. Well, of course, that's what you said.
Why can you only Betzea? Right. No. So therefore, what you're saying must hold which side?
The side that says you can't Betzea the Prusa.
There's no reason to Botzea the Prusa.
I'm saying, but the other side.
No, but okay, but you still have to answer the main question. What's the purpose of being Botzea? What does it do? What? Okay, so you're right. Okay, so what you're, one second. What's the purpose of Botzea? Because you're kovea this bread for my suda. It's an action. What?
Is that only in Yom Tov Shabbos? But what
no, it? It's in general.
So how,
even during the week, people don't do this.
So how do you say you should be Mavarach on the season if you can't even Botzea the season?
Oh, one second. Oh, you mean in general?
Yeah.
It's a good question. This is only according to the sheet to say do both. It's a good question what he would do.
So there's Dinah Botzea.
There's a Dinah Botzea. There's a Dinah Botzea. Even during the week, there's an idea that if you're supposed to take a Shalem, there's a mitzvah in the Mokhar to take a Shalem and be Botzea. But if Botzea is Kovea, the Lechem for Suda, that's its function, right? So now the question is, there's two possible expressions of that. Either it's Kovea by rendering my Shalem into a Prusa, right? By destroying its Shlemus, or... Well, whatever, or is it the physical action of breaking this piece of bread and saying, this bread's not for my suda. What? A maisa v'tzia. So is it purely a maisa? If it's purely a maisa, then every time you make hamotzi, every piece of bread requires b'tzia. Or do you say no, the idea of b'tzia is taking the shalim and destroying its shlemus.
According to the first side that says it's just a maisa v'tzia, why can't I just be able to say the prusa? Why would I be able to say both?
So you got to keep this in mind. There are three statements in the Gemara. Statement one is, meniach prusa v'tok shlema. Right? That's the way to do things. Statement two is, on Pesach, everyone agrees you're Meniach Prusa V'tok Shlema. And then there's the statement of Rabbi Abba that you require Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. Right? So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now. Right. Okay. And just remember, there's an idea called Betzia. Okay. Now, here we go. Hakol Modim. This is where you have to pay attention.
Pesach, Shemaniach Prusa V'tok Shlema, Betzia. My time with lechem oni. Mishum b'tzia b'lechem oni. Maniach prusa tachas hashlema. B'nira kibotzia ala prusa.
Okay, again with this, right? So what happens? It says lechem oni. So what do? You're maniach the prusa tachas hashlema, and then it's nira kibotzia ala prusa, implying. Correct. Omikol makom.
Omikol makom in l'tzua ki'im ala hashlema.
Ah, but be careful. But when you do betzia, when you break your lechem, your matzah, only break the full one. Okay? Only that one. Bal pusa. Yachad. So you see, he doesn't want to bend an idea of Botzei Alaprusa, but let's put that to the side for a second. What's the order according to this position in Tosfos? We're going to call this Tosfos 1. What does Tosfos say? Well, let's go in order. I'm up to Motzi Matzah and my Seder. Okay, so what's saying? So I have in front of me, I'm holding what?
Shalem and
okay, so I have Shalem and Prusa. When did I have that broken piece?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who said they made Yachetz?
It's been broken.
It's broken. Okay,
it's
fine. I have a broken piece in front of me, and I have my shalom. Now, what do I do?
You go like this.
Wait. Oh, no.
You take your full one, and you make a motzi on it.
No, you take the full one on top.
Right, you're always holding down. Miniach prusa tachas shlema. I make hamotzi on my shalom. Okay, then what do I do?
Break it.
Okay? He says, what?
Are you making motzi both ways? No.
He said, I don't know.
He said, don't do it.
Maybe.
He says,
Akim ala shlema. Right.
Rather you do it on.
Right. You're botseya only on a shlema. Yeah. Now, when are you botseya? Sounds like you're barach hamotzi on both. Seems that way. I don't know. You're holding both. Miniach prusa tacha shlema. You make your amotzi on the shalem, and then what do you do?
You make your amotzi on both.
You eat from it.
Well, fine. Yes. But you'll see it's not so clear. What?
Oh, no, yeah. I can't do that yet.
You definitely can't eat from it yet.
Yeah.
You do something with the shlema, then
you put it down.
Who said you put it down? Anyway, then it says Vala Prusa Yivarach Alchilas Matzah. Okay, and then what do you do? Vikorchim, right? Wrap them. The Ochlim Mishtan Yachan. You eat from them together. Okay.
Where did he make a motzi? Where does he make a motzi?
Well, he had to make a motzi.
Where did he make it? On what?
On your you're up to motzi matzah on the Seder.
On which part?
What do you mean which part?
On which matzah?
Oh.
You're holding both. It sounds like you're making hamotzi on the shlema.
So when he says matzah, he means making
matzah? No, he means to make the bracha.
Actually make the bracha.
Yeah, because you'll see there's a big machlokas when you're botzeya, what you're botzeya. But here it sounds like, what do? You make hamotzi on your...
full one.
Even though you're holding both, all right, on the full one, right? And then you're making alchias matzah on the prusa.
That's what's being time boshitas.
Could be. All right, go on. No, what's Boshitas? Everyone holds on Pesach. You always do this.
No, Rafuna,
but it's also going to be Mekhaim Rafuna Shita. Somehow.
No, Rafuna bans as a Shita when it comes to Pesach. Hakol Modin, meaning that Rafuna doesn't care anymore about Psisim. That's out the window.
Or he doesn't care anymore about Shlema.
No, he definitely cares about Shlema.
Well, this is a compromise. What, so they're both
you'll see, because what we'll get to that. So what does he say? Rafuna's not involved anymore. It's no more Rafuna. He's out of the picture. This is a Kol Modin. What? On Pesach, you need a prusa. Lechemoni. Yeah, you need a prusa on Pesach. That's why. What? You'll see why. We have to understand that. Well, there's something obviously different about this lechemoni. My God, you guys are not a Rishon. You got to be patient. You got to read the Tosfos. Let's see what Tosfos says. We're just gathering facts together. All right, go. Because you're asking questions, you shouldn't be asking questions yet. Keep going, Kapel. Read. V'chein ha-minag. But what can't you do?
You can't make both on the...
Okay. You'll see why he says that soon. But what you shouldn't do is, you shouldn't make both brachas on the prusa. So how would you do that?
Do this
physically.
So
what? So it would appear that what are you doing? You have your no. So because you can't give up miniach prusa tacha shlema. You can't give up the idea of holding both.
So you're not really making moves.
You only make a
No, it's not potzeh. It's make the bracha. You'll sit. Who says in the eating? No, you make both brachas on the prusa. What? It must be. Okay. You're gonna take the prusa and the prusa's on top now. No, and amotzi. He says don't do that. He says, don't do that. Don't make both brachas on that. Why?
A lot.
On the prusa.
Don't
make hamotzi and alchias matz on the prusa.
So you're not making hamotzi on the prusa.
Yes.
Right, no, but why can't you do that?
How would you?
Because you can't package up your mitzvahs. Now, what's mitzvahs chavilas chavilas?
You shouldn't confuse two ideas.
Right, okay. So now, what does Toso say?
Wait, so just to get the facts straight. So at this point, we're making the hamotzi on the shalim. And then Alphas
on the Prusa, really, correct.
Really. I would be Batea the Shalim, originally.
Correct.
And that doesn't create a new Chasa.
No. What do you mean?
Like in order to now make Alphas Matzah.
No. No one says that. No one says that. Nice try, though. Yeah. I'll answer that later on why. Yeah. Okay, why do you miss this Chavil Skabil? Because what are you doing? You're taking two brachas and putting on one chatsa. Right? Don't worry. Tos is about to reject it. What? I don't care. Who cares about a couple times? That's maybe. Okay. So what does Tosa say? The Tosa says... So he has a great question. He says, what do you mean mitzvahs chavilos chavilos? How is this chavilos chavilos? There's no mitzvah of birchas nenin. Another clue, okay? Why do you make hamotzi on bread? It's not birchas a mitzvah. It's birchas nenin, right? There's no mitzvah of birchas nenin.
Wait, question.
You say it again?
If you make the achilas matzah with pusa, you're going to be eating the pusa.
Yes.
So if you say you're eating the one you're not potseya, you mean you're potseya, the shalem, then you eat the pusa?
No, you eat both. Ochlim shtem yachad. You eat both of them together. You said that before. Korchim, but ochlim shtem yachad. You eat both of them together.
You're
adding together, yes. What? I know.
The olive achilas matzah is only on pusa.
Correct.
When you need to be them out,
because you know from the Gemara Pesachim. Yeah. What?
We need to
be
the amount. Do you have to make sure everyone gets a piece of each?
Good question. I don't know. Okay. So now, why does that matter now? So what? One second. But what Tosos is saying is that. But that's what I'm saying. So Tosos is rejecting. Hold on. Tosos is rejecting chavilos. This is not chavilos, right? Half of chavilos supplied by berachas nanin. And 1 second, and he proves it. Why? Because the case of kiddush. Stop. So what? Because what do you do by kiddush? You say on Friday night. You say by chulu. Then you say bar pir gafen, which is a berachas nanin. And then what do you say afterwards? Mekadesh Shabbos is your brichas a mitzvah, right? Yeah. So it's a perfect raya. So I ask, 1 second, what question should you ask at this point? The right question to ask. What? What do you mean? Why is there a difference? No, he's rejecting chavilos then. That's better, right? You know what's a havamina?
Yeah,
what's his havamina? It seems like such a simple thing to reject, right? I mean, if you're telling me that he says it should be mitzvahs chavilos. But no, it's not, because you see by the case of Kiddush. So why bring this in to begin with?
Right.
1 second. So therefore, at this point, you could argue that maybe you could slash should make both brachas on the prusa. Maybe. Let me finish. Turns out.
Facts.
Keep going.
Facts question.
Yes.
Didn't you say you make the mosi on both?
Oh, so it turns out what that Rabbi Menachem did what?
Everything on the prusa.
So you see that's not a problem. You see, you can make both brachas on the prusa. But then you have a problem. If you're making both brachas on the prusa, so what question could you ask?
What's the shalom for?
What are you a shalom for if you can make both brachas on the prusa? All right, go on. Oh, so that's why. But now we have a big problem. Now we have another problem. Oh, how's this lacha mishnah? Where's your lacha mishnah here? The Gemara says shteki karos. That sounds two whole loaves. So what are you saying here? I agree. So I'm cheating a little bit. I know that most of the Rishonim line up to say you need shteki karos and yantiv also. We're going to touch up on that also because Bahat seems to disagree with that. But everyone else seems to hold that way. What? Yeah, I agree. I know. That's a Rashbam. That's cheating. We don't know the Rashbam yet. I know. I read that. But you're right. We're actually going to get into that soon. What?
It's being redefined as a
prusa loaf.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's quite the loaf. Yes. So that's a good question, right? That's a good question. How's his luck? He wants the best of both worlds. He wants lechem mishnah and lechem oni. Now's the perfect time to stop. Stop. Let's look at the Rambam real quickly. Look at the Rambam. It's not in. It's in here. It's not. Yeah. Take a look at the Rambam. Yeah. Perachas halacha what? What does he say? Perachas halacha vav. The achrach. Okay, but now listen to this. The lokeach shnei rikikin. What's rikikin?
Cakes.
Okay, thank you. Two whole matzahs, okay? Now listen to what he says. Now, again, so at this point in time, what part of the seder am I up to? Moti matzah. What I have in front of me? Two whole loaves. Any achats done? Clearly not. No yachatz. I had two whole loaves. Now what do I do? So at that moment in time, I'm not. At this point, it sounds like it's ma'akev. I'm not sure. We'll see later on. I'm not sure if that's the case. But the Rambam says I had two matzahs in my seder. I take the two whole ones, and what do I do? I make a motzi. I break one. Okay? And look what he says. He says, like I'm supposed to do normally.
Right.
On which one? We don't know. Okay? Now, look at this. But the Rambam explains his reason why. He says, yeah? So why don't we make, what do you call that, motzi on two whole loaves? Lechemoni. Okay. So now let me ask you a question. I ask you, does the Rambam have an idea of Lechem Mishnah on Pesach?
Yeah, yes.
Who says, everyone says yes?
No, he says not.
Then there would be no point in having steak
toast. Oh, a second. So now we have the first sheet, then first Tosfos is Hamotzi on the Shlema, Achias Matz on the Prusa. Eat them together.
Yes.
Second, Rabbi Menachem is both on the Prusa. Rambam is two whole matzahs, break it. Hamotzi on both, and then Achias Matzah.
On both. We're saying both? Which one are you saying?
It seems that way. It doesn't say which one you make it on. It has to be in the Prusa. Okay? Now we get another sheet in Tosos. Oh, now one second. So now one second. Now you see what's going on here. So what is this? What does the Re say now? The Re says, what would he do? He'd make Hamotzi on
both of them.
On both. Right? On both. Meaning he would have both, I guess, holding it like this.
Right.
I'm making a motzi on both.
Right.
Okay? And what else?
Two full or one full, one prusa?
No, one full, one prusa.
Fine.
Okay? Kodem shivatzeya. On which one? No. What's he making achilas matzah on?
Both.
Okay? Ubotzeya mishtan, acharkach. And you break from? Both. So now we have a third position. Hold on. We have a third position now. If I can put the Rambam aside. What do you do?
This is the Re.
Re1. There's a whole bunch of Re's.
Okay.
So what do you do? You make Hamotzi on both. You make Al-Chiyot Matzah on both. And then you both say it both. Okay? Why? What? Yeah.
I just like, why the Re Lashon of saying, Be'achad Motzi Al-Shtayin Kodim B'Shiyitza?
Oh, because before when he said, what would you do? You make Hamotzi and break the Shalom. Because before, and he said, there's another way to learn, that you make the Hamotzi and the Shalom, and then you break the Shalom, and then you make Achilas Matzah. What? Exactly right. He's emphasizing that. So what's this position in Tosfos? This is another weird position. He's saying what? He's saying, spread the wealth. Spread your brachos evenly among everything. Hamotzi on both, and Achilas Matzah on both. Right? And yet he doesn't care about Huna. None of them care about Huna. The Einzeh Chavilos. So why is it not a problem of chavilos? It's interesting. You should be troubled by this, because this is what you should be troubled by. Exactly. He rejected chavilos, and now what's he saying? Oh, but by the way, if you're still worried about chavilos, this will get you out of the problem of chavilos.
Isn't here a league that's very shock-washing?
I don't know. He uses it quite often.
Yeah, it's like I'm flanking, not washing.
Okay. All right, fine. Now comes another position. Upamim. Upamim, right. So he didn't want to change. Now, we don't ever know. What? Oh, well, we don't really know what the minhag was, but he's telling me he didn't want to change the minhag, whatever that minhag is. So what would he do? Could be. So what does he say? Okay, now comes first something very weird. So what would he do? He'd make hamotzi on the shlema.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, and he would break a little from the shalim, a little bit. Yes, soft matzah. See, umafrida veloya mafrida. He wouldn't separate them. Ad shivarech ala prusa al chias matzah, and then both shem yachad. What does this accomplish?
Everything. Why would people take sons?
A lot of problems here. All right. So what he would do is the final position in Tosfos, right? Is to say what? Is to have my shalim and my prusa. He's rejecting this, making both brachas on both. And now he's saying, no, make the hamotzi on your shalom. And then do what? Make a slight tear in the matzah.
That's
right?
What? That's what you do. It's part of the matzah process.
Great. Okay, maybe. But now that botzeya ktsas, you're botzeya. Not botzeya ktsas. Right? Then what do you do?
What
is that? Oh, good. You better be baltashkas. Because I'm just ripping bread.
Is it a waste?
No.
All right, so what do you do? Okay, fine. All right. So what do you do? But I can only use the example once. Once I use it once, then it can't be used again.
We get more bread.
Right. You can't understand this? Here. He's botzeak sas. He would tear here, up to here.
It's a drawing.
Right? No, no, whereas, but the first way that we would learn is what would you have to make hamotzi? First way Tosfos.
First way Tosfos is
you both say the entire shalem.
Right.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh yeah.
So this one it says it's not straight from the minhag. Grass said earlier the minhag is do as the first way.
Right. No, sort of. Because you say you're not potseya completely. You're potseya ktsas. And then what do? You make alchias mats on the prusa, and then you break both of them completely.
Okay? You can potseya a little bit, so.
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be that he aligns with everyone?
That's a great question. All right, so now the Tosfos in Kuf Des Zayin and Psachim says what? Okay, so remember, the Rashbam said, what do? You make alchias matzah on the prusa. And then Tosfos says, oh, but don't forget, you also have to make hamotzi on
the prusa.
Right. The gam hamotzi tzarach levarach al prusa. So he's aligning himself with Rabbi Menachem at this point, right? He's saying, it sounds like you should make both brachas on the prusa. Okay. V'chei mashma.
Wait, but does that mean not on the shalom?
Not on the shalom.
That's exclusive?
Why?
Seems that way.
Why can't
that make both? V'nirat, let's see. V'chei mashma. The gam hamotzi tzarach levarach al prusa. Meaning also, because, right, also hamotzi. Okay, the chema both brachas on the prusa. It would seem like the chema mashma. Oh, so you see, so even according. Great. Keep going. Because of Madar Koshani. Okay. Now, why are you menicha b'toch hashlema? Perfect. Okay, fine. Now, umashma. Now, this sounds like it's all talking about the bracha of hamotzi. That's why you're doing this. Now, listen to this. Ukamar basar hachi. Right. The Rav Chiya bar Abba. The Perikol Kisvei. But 1 second. But where's the real where's the essential brisa of Rav Chiya to be found?
Shabbos.
Because in Shabbos, what's he talking about there?
Shabbos.
Suda Shabbos. Right? Suda Shabbos, right? So now, so the question is, so Tosfos is going to say, why would he possibly bring this brisa in here? Why do we have to know once again what he holds? Why? This doesn't belong in this talking about the Sugyan Brachas. It belongs in Shabbos. He's about to tell you why. Here it comes. Lomar. V'chayev. Oh, okay. So there's a lot. There's a tremendous amount in that statement. Okay, he's actually saying two things. First thing he's saying is that you have to be botseya on shteki karos on Shabbos and Yontov. Okay, but we're going to put that to the side for a second. What's the other thing he's saying? This is where it comes from. He deduces you must have three matzahs because the Gemara never says you need three matzahs. It never says that. But what's Tosa saying? I'll tell you why. Because what's that brisa doing there? I'll tell you why it's there. Because it's telling you, on Pesach, you need Meniach Prusa B'Tok Shlema. But you also need what? Okay, but you don't need four matzahs, obviously. Right? You know that? No one says that. So what do you need? No, but why? What's he trying to tell you? More conceptually, what's he trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you that to think for a second that Lechem Mishnah is going to work using a Shalem and a Prusa, you're wrong. You still need Lechem Mishnah. So that's why you need three matzahs.
Why didn't he put that over there?
And Brachos?
Yeah.
Because it's there, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know.
There's more on the
dot. There's going to be more. There's more sheet that's being brought down here. We're not done yet.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, but now, okay, but although the one problem comes up is that now he introduces three, does that mean all the sheet is about to bring in to hold the three as well?
You don't have to say that, right?
You don't have to say that.
No, Tosfos
okay.
Is not one man.
That's true.
No,
but he's about to quote Rabbi Menachem again after saying three.
And he's Rabbi Menachem has
a
and the second one
from
Mishnah, right?
No, Rabbi Menachem said he only brought the second one in for Lechem Mishnah,
right.
But maybe he can argue that you need. You could learn, he holds, that you make both brachas on the prusa, and two for lacha mishnah. It's not a steer to say that.
Yeah, really. First one would be
could be.
The other one.
I know, I agree. I wouldn't read it that way. Okay. So what does he say now? So that's your three matzahs. So where does three matzahs come from? Three matzahs is an idea in making sure you have lacha mishnah.
Right?
Don't, right? It seems to, right? And yet, the Rambam does not buy into that idea.
Right.
It doesn't appear to us.
Does it go along? Does Ron hold you have with a Mishnah here?
No, he says
you're exactly.
I don't know yet.
No,
don't run so quickly, Isaac. We don't know what the, I'm just saying, I don't know what the Ram says.
He doesn't say you don't have a
Mishnah. We read the Ram.
I know, but I'm saying you're assuming what he holds. Not so simple.
I was just kidding with the Ram.
Yeah, but you're not.
It's not like an animal of
I'll shake the car.
That's all he says.
Where do you see the Mishnah?
Alright, keep going, Kabel. Weiter. Right, why bring the Rukhiya? Okay, now, the Chaim Pasak. Alright, now let's be careful. This is a little bit of a what do you call it? We haven't done the riff yet. We're going to do the riff at some point, but this is a little, this is part of the Sugya, but not directly related to what we're about to do. What do the riffs say? The Tzarech. Okay, so you have to, now you have to have Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov. Why do you have Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov? Why do you have Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos? What?
It fell on Fridays,
right? Okay, let's go over to the riff before you read Tosus's thing. Let's go to the riff. So the riff says what? That's source number one. Okay, Hilkach.
But Inan al Trati.
Rifata. Right? Why?
Shlemasa Kishabbos.
Okay, so the Rif says, guess what? Don't think for a second you only make Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, you make it on Yom Tov as well. Why?
Yamar of Abba, Chayvad and Lifto al Shtik Kars Shlemas Kishabbos.
My time,
Lecha
Mishnah, right? Sif. Now, okay, Upirshu
Rabbanan. Upirshu Rabbanan, to be young, told me Nami Barin and Lifto al Shtik Kars Kishabbos.
So he says, the Rabbanan hold, what?
Even on Yom Tov, you have to Mishnah.
Why?
The
Iker.
Aman.
Okay, so what happened with Aman?
The man fell
on Friday, right? Double portion. So because of that, we have Lecha Mishnah. So then he says, good question. 20. That's not Tosos Akasha. That's a great question.
The Rift doesn't pass on Pesach that you need three. He passes openly.
You pass, you need two. Is it? No. You gotta understand what Tosos is arguing on. You'll see in a second. You'll see why he's bringing it in. See, well, yeah, what?
I know.
What about Pesach? Right, so, and therefore what? Right. Is Pesach a Yom Tov? Right. You're right.
Why aren't you doing
it? I don't know. Okay, Viter, good question. Hilkach batzinan achada upalga. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So what's he saying? All right. So what's his reason for having shteki karas on Yom Tov?
Yeah. Also.
See the fall. Also. Okay. Now go back to Tosfos.
Can you give the conceptual reason for like a philosophical reason for halacha?
Why is it a philosophical reason for halacha?
Like, this isn't the actual like mechanism of halacha. Like, don't consider a zeichah for this. Like that's like the idea.
So he quotes the riff, right? Did Tzarech Lipsal Shteki Karas Yom Tov? Now it's funny, he doesn't ask Mati's Kasha, which I asked also. I said, why don't I understand? Like, what's the problem? Why can't it fall on, on Yom Tov? Okay, he doesn't ask that question. What? Maybe, I don't know. But he's a different reason. He's a much more difficult reason. Look at his reason. He says, the Ata Kidashta. So he's saying the tefillah of Ata Kidashta. Right? That this day was blessed from all the days, and it was mekadesh from all the times, meaning that Shabbos is distinct. And therefore, the Amar. Oh, and what was it that made Shabbos unique? The man. Therefore. Okay, now stop. Now, that does not mean that Tosos does not hold you need two kikaros and Yom Tov, by the way.
Wait, who's making up that it didn't fall on Yom Tov?
The riff.
Where's he making that up from? Where's he getting that
from? No,
he's deducing it. No, he's saying it didn't fall on Yom Tov.
I thought the riff was saying it did not.
It did not.
So where's he getting that from?
Where's he getting that from?
The riff? He's saying, because you have to answer BP Svara. He's saying, once you say this Stuki, he's saying, once you have two Kikaros on Shabbos, You have to extrapolate that as Yom Tov as well. What? An Erev Yom Tov, right. Not a Yom Tov itself. Right, so but the Tosus is saying that no, he's saying that you can't extrapolate Yom Tov from Shabbos. Why? Because this idea of the Mon was unique to Shabbos. And therefore, what fell on Yom Tov? The Mon.
Is it Mokshon or not?
Obviously, according to
Noah.
Is Amar Papa a kol modin in Pesach sheminiach prusa b'tok shleima botzeah? My time alechem onik siv be. Veheicha de mikla pischa belela de shabasa batza al tarti uprusa. And you want to figure out what the Bahag holds?
Yeah.
What does he hold?
He holds that if Pesach falls on the Shabbos, then you have two shalim and prusa.
Correct. Otherwise, you just have minich.
So he holds on all yom tov if you don't have.
It would appear that to be the case. It would appear to be the case. But he's amazing. The Bahag holds. I'm not really interested so much in defining that per se. But what does the Bahag hold? The Bahag holds that if Pesach came out on Shabbos, that's how he reads the Gemara. He takes the Gemara literally. That when the Gemara says, on Shabbos, what does that mean? It means that normally on Pesach, I'm going to have Prusa B'tok Shlema, but if Pesach falls out on Shabbos, I got to have my Lecha Mishnah.
Yeah,
amazing. No one likes that, by the way. What? Yantov. Rabbi Yantov, Shai Mavarchan, Akola Prusa. Okay, again, back to that again. What? No, not really. So again, back to that again. So what do you see? So again, Rabbi Menachem make both brachas on the Prusa. Okay?
Ach,
Re.
Re. Re, Haya Mavarch, Hamotzi Alva Shleima, Behagra Alva Chilos Mata Al Prusa. Motzi Al Mishteim Yachat.
Okay. But what would he do?
He would make Hamotzi on the big one, on the full one. And then he'd go back and say Achilas Matzah.
Not go back, but then he would then say afterwards Achilas Matzah on the Prusa.
Yeah.
Then break from both of them. Now you see that's Botzea, that's not Bracha. He'd break both of them. V'chein im
adavar. V'chein im adavar. L'chach osin al ha-shlishis kuricha k'dei l'chaim mitzvah v'shloshka.
So what would you do? Because where's the third one coming in? What? It seems that one. So you bring the third one in for what?
Helping out.
Lecha Mishnah. Okay.
During Lecha Mishnah, did you work that
out? I don't know. It's Machlokas. Wait 1 second. I think we have Rambam. I think we have Rambam, Tosfos, Ben Menachem, Re, and Re.
Can we get the chart?
No,
All right. Let's do one more Shita. One more Shita. Okay. Let's see. This is actually probably the hardest one. No. Okay. Take a look at the Ravan. The Ravan.
Where is the Ravan?
Underneath the Bahad.
Oh, fine. Ravan.
This is fascinating what he writes, by the way.
What he writes?
But Chalukos b'nei Babel b'nei Eretz Yisrael Matzase. So he saw there was a divergence in the Minog of the Babylonian Jews and the Israeli Jews. Anche Bavel. Okay. So in Bavel, what would they do?
Have two full ones to become Mishnah.
Okay. Anche Eretz Yisrael. No, shall Erev Shabbos b'Shabbos.
Perish Kilecha Mishnah.
Interesting. Okay, we're not going to take that up, but they had a different minhag where what would they do?
They have one on Erev Shabbos, one on.
No, because they'd be both say one. No, all right, but one would be both say on two kikaros. That's the key.
Okay.
There's on both of them. Fine, that's not our issue. Okay, Anshe Bavel. Oh, 1 second. So when Pesach will come out on Shabbos, they would take three matzahs, prusa and two shlemos, uvachol.
But they put a shlem at the bottom also.
Fine, okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Uvachol al achas. Oh, so that's like the Bahag. Okay?
Yes.
Anshe Eretz Yisrael. Al hashlema. Right. Ubotse al prusa. That means, that there means bracha.
Right.
Right. Mizuk Zayas, Mizuk Zayas, Al Pachas Lo. Now keep going. Here it comes. Stop.
That's the inverse.
That's a big problem.
Why?
That's the worst sheet of them all.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You need
You're making hamotzi on the prusa and achias mas on the shlema. That's at your matzah shel mitzvah. How can you make a hamotzi on your shlema? Your achias mas on the shlema. How is that possible? What? That's a good question too. You have to answer that. But that seems to be a consistent thing. In other words, if you line up the shitas, the shitas line up like this. Everyone seems to hold you make an alchias matzah on the prusa, and then there are a lot of them who like to line up and say you make hamotzi as well on the prusa. But no one in a million years inverts it. No one says you make hamotzi on the prusa and you make alchias matzah on the shlema. How can you make alchias matzah on the shlema?
How do you make matzah on the prusa?
That doesn't bother you as much.
Really?
No. They can answer that. What? How? You think there's three issues. I think there's two. What are the two main issues? What are the two main... But
two or three.
What was it? Say it again.
Prusa Shlema and Lacha Mishnah.
What do you mean Prusa Shlema?
You're saying quantity and the which one you make the bracha on.
Okay, that's one issue. What do you make the bracha on? That's one issue. Is what do you make the bracha on? What's the other issue? So put it broadly. How many matzahs do I need?
Two or three.
Yeah. In that is going to exist lacha mishnah or not? Okay. But do I need two or three matzahs? So if I have to isolate it, the bigger question is: you have two versus three matzahs. That's one issue. And then the question of bracha. Okay. All right. So let's focus on this first. Let's focus on two versus three. Okay. Two versus three. So the question is that. And we'll start off with the Rambam, because I think he's the most interesting position. Okay? Not biased at all, but... So the question you ask on the Rambam is...
Is this the only Rambam?
That's it. That's it. Well, we get the ball rolling. Okay? All right. So the question is, when you look at the Rambam says you start off with two whole matzahs, and then what do? You make a motzi, right? Now I don't care what you're making the motzi on, what you're making the motzi on, and then alchias matzah. And then he has this whole business about telling you you don't need two kikaros, right?
Right.
Okay. So I ask you, so what does the Rambam hold? Does the Rambam have an idea of lacha mishnah?
I like your pop suggests.
Okay. Well, we have to first develop the question. How exactly? What does lacha mishnah fit into the scheme of things? See, you have to have some working idea of where lacha mishnah fits in. Forget the Rambam for a second. How it fits into the scheme of things before you can even start defining any of this stuff.
Can you define what you mean by fitting into the scheme of
things? I sure I can. Okay, let's talk about the prusa for a second. We'll start from the prusa. Okay, how would you define? I don't mean far wise. What is the prusa?
Lechemah.
More. Come on. What is it? What? Okay. It's the matzah shel mitzvah. It's a chatzah shel mitzvah. Right, it is the object of the mitzvah. Okay, but now you have an amazing thing that happens, which is always fun about halacha. Okay, well, hold on, I'll give you a second. When it comes to halacha, if I have a lulav, okay, when I have a lulav, what do I do before I pick up my lulav? What? Berachos mitzvah, right? What? Some might say that, but those are back to the lulav. Anyway, so before you, okay, fine, but I was going to say tzitzis also, but. All right. Before you make the bracha on the lulav, before you pick up a lulav, you make a bracha, right? Because it's a mitzvah, and you need a bracha before him, okay? Now, one second. Now, the same thing applies by your matzah shel mitzvah. But there's only one problem, though. What comes along with that? Birchas nenen. Because not only is this thing a chatzah shel mitzvah, on one plane of existence, the prusa is simply a chatzah shel mitzvah. No different than a lulav. But it's also what?
Food.
Okay, it's also food. And food requires birchas nenen. Okay? And this very convergence of two principles is the whole... Okay, so with that said, where does lacha mishnah fit into this? What do you mean? Okay. So Isaac's right. Isaac's saying that if you're going to categorize lacha mishnah somewhere, you're not going to... You can't tell me that lacha mishnah is a chafsa shel mitzvah. There's no ma'isa mitzvah of lacha mishnah, right? Because if that were true, what would you do on Shabbos? You make mekadesh Shabbos before you, what do you call it, you eat your bread. But you don't, right? You make a mot. Yeah. Because it's brechas shel mitzvah. Whatever brechas mitzvah you would make. Whatever it would be. On the lacham, right. Al-chias lacha mishnah, right? Whatever. Right,
zechama.
What? No. No. Because what? Now, so good. So Isaac, now take it further. So how would you say they formulate lacha mishnah? What do they do?
Yeah,
Better, better, better. What is Lacha Mishnah?
It's like the share for bread and suda.
A share of bread at
Suda
Shabbos. Suda Shabbos. Okay, meaning that what? Meaning that normally during the week when I eat, right? And now let's introduce shleima to it as well. During the week, what do? I have
however much bread you want.
I have whatever I want, but in general, what should I search for? Shalim, because shleima is what? Chashuv. What do we do on Shabbos? Two shleimas. So now, one last step. So the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos demands two shleimas, okay? But that's not a din in a chetzer shal mitzvah or any ma'isa mitzvah. It's simply that on your Suda Shabbos, normally during the week, I have a shalom because that's better. On Shabbos, I have two of these betters. I double my bettering. I have two whole loaves. Because two whole loaves, two expressions of chashivas. That's that. Oh, one second. So let's get rid of that right now. Let's wipe that out. Oh, what was the hafmina though? We can take care of that in one fell swoop. Hey! Say it. Then why would it be chavilos then? Don't say it's a birchas mitzvah because I'll shoot you. Can't be birchas mitzvah. So what is it?
They both have a shared quality and delivery.
You're saying good?
Since the
Havamina is saying, of course there's no mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. Of course not. Because how is Lecha Mishnah constructed? I eat normally during the week. I make a birchas nenin. But you have an interesting idea here. Your birchas nenin isn't just going on my maisa achila of bread, my regular eating of bread, but what else is it doing? There's a kiyum of lecha mishnah that emerges through my making hamotzi.
We're already assuming it's lecha mishnah at this point.
Yes, for sure. For sure. You have to. So now, yeah. So what's that's what Tosos Hamina. Tosos saying that. What?
Tosos holds specifically by there's no lecha mishnah.
Who says he doesn't hold lecha mishnah?
No,
I'm gonna hold. He still holds Lacha Mishnah. I'll show you how. Just trust me in this one. I'll show you.
Yeah. I
will show you the reason why. I'm doing this for a reason in this order. You'll see. Assuming it's Lacha Mishnah, okay. Assuming such a thing Lacha Mishnah exists, which I'll show you why. So what he's saying is that since the idea of Lacha Mishnah is really a kiyum, right? It's a kiyum, and Kedushas Yom. Yeah. So since it's a kiyum, so maybe you'll say it's chavilos because there's some reality. It's not a mitzvah. But it is partaking of some additional thing than simply a maisa chila of birchas nanin.
Okay, so what's the...
His maskana is that in order for it to be chavilos, it has to be a distinct mitzvah. But you see, you won't reject that idea completely because it's not crazy to say that a kiyum could partake of chavilos. That's why you won't run away from that idea.
Well, what's his proof from
what? Because that's the thing. So you could say it's a kiyum, but at the end of the day, right, it's very nice to call lecha mishnah kiyum, but what are you doing ultimately? You're eating what? Why are you saying hamotzi? Because I can't eat bread without saying hamotzi.
So the
right, exactly. The kiyum happens to be this fascinating offshoot of the very berachas nanan I'm making, right? In making that berachas nanan on my lecha mishnah, so it turns out as a bonus, right? It's a kiyum of lecha mishnah. But ultimately, what is it? It's just like making a bracha on yayin. I don't know. In general, I'm not sure, but I will tell you. But I will tell you this. I'm not sure. That's a good question. But I will tell you this. What you should understand from Tosfos is that if Tosfos is cautious about Mrs. Chavilos, what's he showing you? That's not an intrinsic issue of making brachos on the Prusa. He wants you to make the bracha on Prusa. You know, you got to pick up from Tosfos. Tosfos wants both brachos to be on Prusa. He wants that. He's just saying because of an external reason called Chavilos, that may be the reason why he split it up. But ultimately, what should you do? You make them both on Prusa. Right? Why? That's a good question. But I'm saying that's what you should derive from Tosos, at least. Mitzvahs Chavilos is not an intrinsic kasha. It's not intrinsic. It's simply saying, by the way, I would like to do it this way, but I can't because of Mitzvahs Chavilos. What? Oh, I agree. But no, but he brings Rabbi Menachem in. But he himself doesn't seem to want to go that way.
Even though he says not Chavilos?
Correct. You'll see. Yes. Hold on. Yeah, he says you need two matzahs. Now, the question is, when the Rambam has this whole little novel he writes there about the Shteki Karos, okay? So I ask you, does the Rambam still have an idea of Lecha Mishnah or not?
Yes.
Okay, who says yes?
Yes.
Okay, who says no? Okay, good. By the way, just to let you know, both of them are good svaras. I svaras both ways. They're equal svaras. You can say either one.
Oh, this is equal
svar? This is equal svar. equal. In this case, it's equal star. What? No. So now, show me each side. Who do you want to take up first?
He has
Lechem Mishnah. Okay. But I'd say, how's that Lechem Mishnah?
Okay.
He's been waiting.
Lechem Mishnah shouldn't be an idea in Shlemus, because it's not like the mon was Shalim. It's not like there's a day of Shlemus by the mon. I think the din is Chashivas. There's a din of Chashivas by the mon.
Okay.
Two Chashiv things.
Okay, good. So right. Oh, okay. So that's the easy answer. Oh, yeah. So Mati's good. So Mati's saying, now that's an important idea. And that's going to cascade through the whole sugya. What Mati's suggesting is that what happens on Pesach? So normally speaking, Shlema is the objective expression of Chashivas when it comes to Lechem, right? Now again, which realm? Let's be careful. Watch what this is. What's cool about this? What you're saying. There's a powerful consequence to what you're saying. I don't know if you realize it. Okay, watch. What you're saying is like this. You're saying that. So wait a second. So you're saying this. You're saying that on Shabbos, there's an idea of Shlema being more chashuv. Okay. Now what happens here? Now what happens here is that I have this thing called Matzah Shel Mitzvah, right? And that's a prusa. Now mipi culinary bread world, a prusa is always inferior to a Shlema, right? What? One second, It's always, forget the word you make a bracha on. What? Right. Normally that's what you would say, right? But you're suggesting is that, but since this is the Matzah Shel Mitzvah, the chashivas that's expressed in that is able to transcend the Matzah Shel Mitzvah world and enter into the normal eating world. Even better. Hold on. Yeah, what's the precedent?
By
Beria. Okay.
So we have that by the Gim Nusha, that because Allah gives it
a... my house?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because Allah gives it a shame, it gives it
a... Yes. Yeah, that's correct. Yes. Yes. Okay, good. Hold on. I just want to say it one more time. So what Mati's suggesting is that really what I have in front of me, it's not that I have a whole piece and a broken piece. What I really have is two entities of chashivas. And that the chashivas of the shlemus is now on par with the chashivas expressed of the prusa. Meaning, by vis-a-vis the fact that the prusa is the matzah shel mitzvah, it's able to express its own chashivas in the realm of normative bread. So therefore, I still get the kim lecha mishnah. It's lecha mishnah. Okay, yes.
The other one must be
Shalom. Right. Come on, follow that to its logical conclusion. And if you want to tell me that maybe Allah Chashivas is a greater expression, then what should you do?
Both.
That's Rabbeinu Menachem. Rabbeinu Menachem is going to say that, I'll tell you something, the only reason why you're eating tonight is because of the Prusa. So of course you make the motzi on the Prusa.
But you said you have a Shalom too.
Because you need Lecha Mishnah. That answers Rabbeinu Menachem.
So what's the
no one's suggesting that every matzah eat tonight be broken. That's not what no one's saying that. That's not that every matzah has to be broken. There's still an idea of shlema. There's still an idea of my normative eating being expressed through a shlema. That I need the shlema because that's a chashiv thing. But it happens to be the prusa accomplishes the same objective of chashivas that the shlema does, vis-a-vis it being the matzah shel mitzvah.
What about
Tosos? Hold on, Tosos. We'll get to that. Because there's another way to learn the Rambam. Yeah.
That you have to start off with two
shlemas.
What? Why did
Rambam
have to start off with two shlemas?
Oh, why did Rambam start off with two shlemas? I had to give the other possibility in the Rambam. The Rambam says you had two whole matzahs.
You have to
start off with
Yeah, that's lucky. Okay, right. So you have Lecha Mishnah, but you don't make a motzi. Why? Because he's showing you the prusa is no different than the shalem when it comes to making Lecha Mishnah. Okay, he's just telling you physically you don't need two old ones. But there's another way to learn the Rambam. There's another way to learn the Rambam. This other way to learn the Rambam will take care of Tosfos, I think. What's the other way to learn the Rambam? There's another way to learn the Rambam.
You don't need Lecha
Mishnah. So it could be. What? So let me finish. But let's understand the idea, though. Don't worry about plugging the facts. Let's get the svara out. So what's he saying? What's happening here now? It's an amazing thing the Rambam's suggesting. There's another way to learn. I think the Rav learns this way also, by the way, I think. There's another way to learn. Another way to learn that the Rambam's really holding that there's no idea of Lecha Mishnah. How can he say that? What do you mean there's no idea of Lecha Mishnah? What's he saying? And if that were true, but what does he require still? And he still requires a Shalim. Yeah?
The din of Lecha Ani counteracts the Lecha Mishnah and says that if he had Lecha Mishnah, it wouldn't be Lecha Ani. And if he can't have Lecha Mishnah.
Okay, good. So you'd say the Rambam would say that the idea of Lecha Mishnah has no room to express itself.
You
three?
Only can function with
the commission.
No, because as soon as you have
Lechem Mishnah, hold on. Oh, wait. No, I can't say. Hold on. Right now. One second. But what he's suggesting right now is good. He's saying that maybe the Rambam holds, and that does fit a little more into his Lashon. He's saying there is no method of expression of a Lechem Mishnah on Lechem Oni nights. That doesn't make any sense. How can there's no room for such expression? Ah, but let me ask you a question. So why is he just Shalem? my friends. Right. Why need a shalim with that? What?
No,
but what do you mean the chesed is still there? I have a kusha. I don't care about that. I care about the other shalim. He has two shleimos, breaks one. So what does that show you? You're right. So what does that show you? It's an amazing idea. What?
There's still idea for Shiva.
Why isn't there a Shiva Siddha Chavsa of
Mitzvah? What?
No. Isn't the whole point is the Chavsa of Mitzvah? The whole point of Machamoni is that there's no Shiva Siddha, right?
It's the Mitzvah.
But he still wants a Shlema. He still requires a Shlema with it if you go down that road. So maybe he's saying like this. No, can't be. No, because then you need, that's Lacha Mishnah. That's still Yom Tov. But you're saying good, right? What?
Right.
Whereas the Rambam can say that Mipi Kiyam Shabbos Yantav, right? Mipi Kiyam Yantav, maybe Pesach can prevent that Kiyam from being expressed, but he can't override the basic idea of what? Right, that Norman of Achila, I need a Shalom.
Saying this
exactly, right. There's no room for the Kiyam to be expressed of Lacha Mishnah. But who said it? My Norman of Achila, I don't need a Shalom. So you bring the Shalom in for what purpose? Because the Norman of Achila, the Shalom is still Mitzvah Min HaMukhar. The Shalom still occupies its place as being the better piece. You can't get rid of that idea because that's a basic idea in Achila. Independent of the Kiyam. Because that's the whole point. You always, Shalom is built into the normative Achila. Built off of that is the Kiyam Lacha Mishnah. So the Rambam saying, maybe there's no room for that Kiyam to be expressed, but Pesach can't knock out the normative way a person eats, meaning that eating that in the normative realm of eating, when I make a Berachas Nenin, it's always on a Shalom first. That Mitzvah Min HaMukhar doesn't apply. And the Rambam's Psak seems to indicate that, but yeah. Why not have three matzahs according to the Rambam?
Yeah, according to the second sheet.
But every sheet, though.
No,
even the first one, why not?
Why would you
run around? Oh, fine. Okay, fine. So the first one, you're right. The first one, you say, okay, third one, according to the second way of learning. Why not bring in the third
one,
Rabbi?
Why would you? The first way, you're implying Menemukhar, left emission. The second way, you can't have left emission. So why would you have
three? You're taking away the left emission from being part of your left emission.
No, it's not taking away. According to the second way of learning, the night is defined as one that can't, left emission cannot emerge. The sum can't call it left emission.
Yeah, the second way, right. The second way.
So the second way, you could have left emission. The first way, you already know the left emission. So why would you ever add a third?
The problem is that. So what would happen? What would happen if you added a second matzah in there?
Why would you do it?
Because you'll serve a shita.
No,
question is, would there be a harm? What?
I'm
asking you. What would you say? According to the Rambam. Well, what would, if you in the Rambam's versions, either way you go, what would I?
I don't like the second shot.
Which shot? That's, there's no Lech HaMishnah at all?
No.
To modify
that.
Well, either if you plug into each sfar on the Rambam, what's the purpose of having Lech HaMishnah? If you hold that there's no idea of Lech HaMishnah, then having two is trying to reintroduce Lech HaMishnah. If you say I have a modified Lech HaMishnah, then the third one's it's telling me that what? That this matzah is not, the prusa is not chashuv.
What does that mean that there's no idea of Lech HaMishnah?
No, because it can't exist on, what do you call it, on Pesach.
Correct, but in general, Yom Tov does exist.
Exactly.
Why can't it exist on Pesach?
Lachamoni.
So why can't Lachamoni? What does Lachamoni have to do with Lachamoni? There's two separate mitzvahs. There's Alchias Matzah and
Pesach. No, that's what you're saying. No, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that Darcho Sha'ani, that's my point. It transcends not just the world of the Matzah Shal Mitzvah, but even enters into your world of normative eating. What? Oh, because, but once I go into the normative world of eating, right, to say that a Shalim is inferior to Prusa is an impossibility. No, but I bring a shalom also. Why can't?
Bring a shalom, though. That makes it not
because no, it's still no. It's still it's still lachamoni in the sense that you're asking good. Let's answer that through Rebbe Menachem. Let's answer what your question can be answered through understanding his svara.
Lachamoni removes the yom of Pesach from the kiyum yom of Lacha Mishnah. It doesn't remove the idea of.
Let's answer Rabbi Menachem. Let's answer one more piece of the puzzle.
I'm not
great. So it's where Rabbi Menachem holds what? Rabbi Menachem holds you make both brachas on the prusa. Why? Why does he say that? Why does he make both? Rabbi Menachem says you make both brachas on the prusa. What?
That would work very well on the
Jewish. But the Rambam never says what you make the bracha on. Rabbi Menachem is so insistent on that. Why?
So you could be working with a first round of the Rambam.
What? More than that. He's going more than that. More than that. He's in, he's emphasizing an idea there. What?
It expresses an additional idea. But,
what is it expressing?
An additional idea.
Which is?
The
Lachamoni. But why, again, why making Hamotzi on the Prusa? Why isn't it accomplished that objective?
Why can't it just be
the Chashivas? Yeah, okay, so you're saying... What?
We
move the Chashivas to Shalom. What? Okay. Right, so what you're saying is...
Why don't we
stay
in the Ramah also now?
Well, hold on. Say it again. One time. Because we don't... The Ramah never says what he makes the Bracha on. What? Oh, right. Okay. So, right. Exactly. In other words, by making the hamotzi on the prusa, what am I basically demonstrating? What? Remember, because what's the? You're right. But I'm saying, but what is? What's the function? What? Oh, right. In other words, the function of hamotzi is to do what? You make hamotzi on that which you're about to consume, right? And if you pick this one over that one, you're right when you're saying it's more chashuv. But I think what you're really doing is you're saying that now I make a motzi on the prusa, that this is my normative achila of tonight. Right? I'm making it on the... On that's,
that seems like it would make things much easier then.
Well, it depends. Not if he holds Lecha Mishnah.
But he doesn't hold Lecha Mishnah.
I think he holds Lecha Mishnah. I think it's only in the Ramah you can do that out. I think he goes that way. Right, exactly. Right, Tosa says. You bring your shleiman because of Lecha Mishnah. So he holds this a modified Lecha Mishnah. He agrees with that idea. But he's saying, make that motzi on the prusa as well. Why?
That's the
I know, but you got to be careful. In other words, like this.
That's what I want to eat.
Exactly. In other words, everything comes from this thing. From this. The reason why we're doing this tonight is because of this piece of matzah. So he's allowing the idea of the Alech Yos Matzah, the Chesed Shal Mitzvah, to leave that realm and enter into the realm of the Lecha Mishnah. So that's got to be expressed in what you make the bracha on. Making the bracha of a motzi on the prusa, what are you saying? But through that lens, correct. That's your main manafim.
Right. You said the Ram wouldn't go that far?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yes.
Yeah. Tesis holds that it's not.
In other words, the Rif says what? The Rif says the man fell on Erev Yom Tov also, right?
Yeah.
Right? But look at Tosas's kasha. Tosas's kasha is, how can you say that? Because it says Ataki Dashta, and what made Shabbos distinct? Right? The man. Right? So what would the Rif respond to that? Now, I don't want to deal with the Metzias issue, what actually happened. That's a good question. What? Oh. So if Kedusha Sayom, is it a din in Kedusha Sayom?
Yeah.
And therefore, he agreed that Shabbos is, has more Kedusha than Yom Tov, but it's all a din in Kedusha Sayom, so of course Yom Tov requires Lecha Mishnah. Or, what's Tosos' question? Why isn't Tosos like that?
Because
just his Kasha.
Right.
It's saying it's not that Shabbos is a greater quantitative type of Kedusha. Shabbos is his own Kedusha. Ataki Dashta. Right? So he's arguing on the Rif, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, Mati. I don't know. It's a good question, psach-wise. No one seems to suggest Tosos says you don't need Lecha Mishnah Yom Tov, but he's knocking out the rationale because he's saying that you can't extrapolate, based on your way of learning, you can't extrapolate Yom Tov from Shabbos. Why? You never can extrapolate Yom Tov from Shabbos. Because Shabbos, it's a qualitatively different day. It's his own Kedusha. Ataki Dashta, right? That has a different type of Kedusha. Who says you can extrapolate an halachic idea from that? For to Yom Tov, you can't do that. That's the question he has in the Rif. It's a good question. Why justifies having Lecha Mishnah by Yom Tov on Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov? But that's why you want to extrapolate that. Because he says, you can't apply that rationale. You understand? The Rif would say, what do you mean? It has Kedusha Siyom, and maybe Kedusha Siyom is Mechayim for Lecha Mishnah. Okay. This Re, what does a Re say? You have this Re that says, what do? You make Hamotzi and Alachilas on what? On both. Okay? There's one position in the Re that says, and it's in the Re in Brachos. He says, "V'hari ya ragil levarach tchila berachas emotzi al shteim kodem shivatzer v'arkach mevarach al chilas matza ubotzeim shteim acharkach." He brings it in Rav Rabbi Menachem. So why does he do this? How do you understand this shita? You make hamotzi and al chilas matza on both. On both. Okay.
You're getting both.
No,
good.
Al-Khilas Matzah doesn't need Chashivas. Well, one second. Good. So let's put this aside for a second, okay? Ignore Al-Khilas Matzah. Focus on Motzi first.
Yeah.
Okay, so one second. So what does he accomplish? One second. But one second. So Rabbi Menachem said, "Bedafka make hamotzi on the prusa, right? Make hamotzi on the prusa." And we've established
does
why.
That make more sense?
What?
If you really hold the prusa is kosher, and you hold that it makes sense that it even supersedes the common idea of chivas, then of course you want to make the hamotzi.
So then why would the re-suggest to make hamotzi of both?
They're both red.
What do you mean they're both chashuv?
Doesn't they're both red? Zeal 2 or 3? No, yeah.
Say it again?
They're both red.
Zeal 2 or 3?
Let's say he's holding 2 over here. This is the one on brachos. He doesn't mention anything about 3.
Do we know? We're assuming 2.
Yeah, you assume 2. You assume 2.
Insofar as the non-chashuv, they're both red.
I mean, he says mishtehen. He says you're making a, what do you call it? You're making hamotzi on shtehen. So he's lashon on both, meaning the prusa and the shalom. So what? So what do you say?
Insofar as hana goes, they're both bread. So it's the same thing. Same for shivas.
Insofar as hana is concerned, they're both bread. So okay, what's saying? So you got to be careful. So then you're positioning the machlokas as being that Rabbi Menachem holds what the prusa's got greater chashivas than the shlema, and he holds their equal chashivas.
You're saying,
but the problem is, yeah, they can't be equal chashivas because the prusa is apparently less in all senses, even by hana.
Okay. So what are you making a mochi on both for? Say again? When you have two, okay, but let's get a little clearer. So what's he doing vis-a-vis Rabbi Menachem? He doesn't like he, this is different than Rabbi Menachem.
Who's he?
The re. Okay, yeah.
The question I feel like shouldn't be on why can you do hana, but it should be the opposite. It should be why can you do matzah.
That's a great question, but I want to answer that yet.
The hana is not a question.
But Rabbi Menachem insisted on making the hamotzi on the prusa, not on the shalom. He's saying do it on both. What? So what do you? So let's be careful. So when you make hamotzi on both, what are you accomplishing? I'm agreeing with you. Let's just get a little clear. What are you accomplishing by making hamotzi on both?
You're acknowledging.
Then what are you making on both for?
You're acknowledging the chashivas on both.
Okay. How? Good. How? What? No. Better. Come. Based on what you've been saying before, it works out perfectly. What? But not according to Rabbi Menachem. I make both hamotzi and achas mas on the prusa. No, the re saying I make hamotzi on both. Rabbi Menachem says you make the brach hamotzi. It's poter. You're a shlema.
According to the re,
I don't think that's the machlokas. You could say that. You could say that. I don't think the machlokas in equal versus greater chashivas. I don't think so. I think he's trying to be a compromiser in a very brilliant manner.
Reflect the
appeal
of this night and also the normative
appeal. Oh, the man. Exactly. It's like a Rambam Rabbi Menachem compromise. Why? By making a motzi of both, what am I really doing? I'm saying that vis-a-vis the prusa, that has what? That has a certain chashivas, vis-a-vis it being a matzah shal mitzvah, but it's also the idea that shalom, because it's the normative achila, i.e. the Rambam's way, right? It also is true. So make a motzi on both. I'm expressing the reality of both ideas of chashivas by making the brachas on both.
What's wrong?
The Rambam?
Yeah.
That's the norm of Achila requires Shlemus.
Norm of Achila requires Shlemus, right. Therefore you must make it on the Shalim.
Correct. No, that's what you need a Shalim. We don't know what the Rambam doesn't say what you make the Bracha on. No, or the Rambam holds that you need a Shalim because... Exactly. So that's his compromise here. Make a motzi on both. Because what are you doing? You're showing that each one, vis-a-vis the other, has its own chashivas.
Right, so in the first way, the Rambam, that both are... you make the mochi on either one or both.
Because it wouldn't matter.
Right. On the second way, you make it on the Shalom.
Exactly. The Rambam's world. Right, but he's saying to be Yotzei Rabbi Menachem also.
Well, is that...
it's only in the Prusa.
Well,
for
Rabbi Menachem, why would you make it on the Shalom also? Why would you make it on both parts?
Oh, because Rabbi Menachem is going to say that the Mechayev comes from the Prusa itself. That's the source of this entire business tonight.
So if there's one sense, we'll make the mochi as an extraneous to the one that's Mechayev.
Exactly, right. Who? Yes.
Three.
Yeah, I think here he's saying there's an idea of Lacha Mishnah here.
So he definitely agrees that there is a chashivas to the Lacha Man.
Right.
Being Lacha Man.
Correct.
But he holds also a chashivas
of Shalem vis-a-vis Norman of Achila.
Obviously.
Right.
And does he hold ones more chashivas than the other?
I don't think so. No, that depends. And when as you're dispersing your hamotzi equally among both, right? And this poof, like thing. What you're really saying is that if you could somehow isolate at that moment in time as the, through the double slit, as the, as it's going as a wave, as it activates onto the Prusa, what's happening there? Oh, that's... And as it's activating on the shulling, what's happening?
Why are you activating
on
both?
No. No, they are, but not relative to one to the other, vis-a-vis each one. Right. It's not... Exactly, right, right. But you're showing... Right, but you're showing... Make him, okay. Ah, but what about... Right. What about Al-Khil's matzah? We should put that in Aron HaKodesh, by the way. Right, okay. So this is nifty. Now, what about... Now, but it's going to be hard to say you're making Al-Khil's matzah on both. That's weird. Right? So what do you say here? What do you mean?
No.
The Gorer? Right?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah? That's what you're saying, good, yeah? What do you mean? Okay, so be careful. We're gonna, that's a Taz. We're going to get to that somewhere. Yeah. That's much later. What? I agree. Because the Shlema is on a Matzah Shel Mitzvah.
Once you cover your Shlema, that's the
Chatzah Shel
Mitzvah. Meaning, once you cover the Shlema with that, it becomes a Chatzah Shel Mitzvah.
Once you cover, which one are you talking about? No, he's saying good. He's saying good. So then, So I ask you a simple question: are you actually making the Al-Khil's matzah on the shalim?
Yeah, you're making
it
on both.
But what, if you're making it on both, how could it express itself on the shalim? That's absurd. But come on, you're saying good. How could that be?
We turn the shalim into a prusa, I thought.
No.
Yeah, but we break it.
No. I have a prusa in front of me already. I have a shalim and a prusa.
Yeah, but eventually a shalim is going to become prusa.
At the end. But you can't make an al-chil. How do you make an al-chil's matzah on something that itself is not the matzah shal mitzvah? You can't. It's not. It's not part of the al-chil shal mitzvah.
You make it on the shalim, and that way you make it unique and as part of kind of.
But it's not the matzah shal mitzvah. You can't. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful saying that. You gotta be careful. Yeah. What, the Shlema? You don't. It's not the Matzah Shel Mitzvah. The Prusa is the Matzah Shel Mitzvah.
Wait, don't you? Yeah. Mitzvah is Achila, isn't it?
What?
Mitzvah is
Achila. Say it again?
The Mitzvah is Achila is Achamani.
Right, so the one. You're still with the question. Right, so what do you say?
What do I say?
Yeah.
Maybe once you make them both as a Lachamisha, it loses identity as a. Each one loses individual identity.
Well, okay, one second. There's two roads in front of you. There's two logical roads in front of you. Either you're going to tell me, right, that somehow the Al-Khil's matzah is tofes on both, which you could say, or even though I'm making the Al-Khil's matzah physically on both, in truth, it's only chal on the prusa.
Why do we have that?
Well, how would that work? Does it?
No.
Okay. Then there's two possibilities in front of you. Either you're going to tell me that the Al-Khil's matzah is equally chal on both, right? Or you're going to tell me that no, even though I have both in front of me, right? Even though I'm making the bracha of Al-Khil's matzah both, in truth, why it can only be chal on
the... You have to give them together
insofar as the prusa on both of them. But Beit HaChanan holds what? Beit HaChanan holds you make hamotzi on the prusa and Al-Khil's matzah on the shlema. How can he say that? How is that possible? How is that possible?
That's disastrous.
Is it? By the way, friends, my... naive, uneducated friends who are sitting here. It turns out that's how we paskin today. That we paskin, you know why you hold both matzahs together as the Torah paskins, as we'll see, as Shulchan Aruch paskins, all you brought down? For one reason. To be able to say both, which shita? The shita that holds Hamotzi and Shalem and Al-Khil's matzah on the Prusa, and the shita that holds vice versa. That's why you hold both of them today. So as Das Yachid, as Rabbi Nachmanah might sound, it turns out his position had a lot of weight. Yes. Yes.
You'll see.
Rabbi Menachem is really the most important shita here. Because everyone, I think, deep inside, wants you to make both brachas on the Prusa. Rabbi Menachem says it openly. But as you'll see, by spreading the bracha on Hamotzi and the Shlema, and I think even Rabbi Nachmanah also wants you to make both brachas on the Prusa. There's just something, there's some limiting reason why they don't do it. But everybody wants both to be on the Prusa. That's like the direction. Even the Rida holds as a compromise. He's not ignoring Rabbeinu Menachem, right? He's just bringing in the Rambam. I think the Rambam's idea into it as well. So what do you say? So what's Rabbeinu Chananel? Yes. You have to frame the question so far as, why is Rabbeinu Chananel not wanting to make both brachas on the Prusa? Why not? That's the first question. Everyone seems to like that. So now, if you make the Hamotzi, let's go in order. As you make Hamotzi in the Prusa, what are you clearly demonstrating? Okay. So now, what should you do right after that? You should make Achas Matz also on the Prusa. Okay, so why not? Here's the question you have to answer. This is the trick. The trap is to think about making the Achas Matz on the Shalom. No. Question is, he's trying to solve a problem that would emerge if I made both, and it's not Chavilos, if I made both on the Prusa. Ladies trying to say that you're divorcing the Prusa from what? The center of your attention.
If you're saying matzah also, then you're making them sort of the mitzvah of matzah as part of your mitzvah of suda.
Isn't that what chavilas is?
Okay.
You all conflate two different ideas, so isn't that just pretty much chavilas?
So why are you making achilas matzah? So why are you making achilas matzah on the shalim? The Shalom has one in it. What stuff exists in it? What? That's right. Even if you tell me you're not supposed to make, even though if you want to tell me that the Shalom isn't your, it's not functioning as a Matzah Shal Mitzvah, but you can't deny the fact that it exists in it, the potential for us for being Matzah Shal Mitzvah. So the problem is, if I make the Hamotzi on the Prusa and Achilas Matzah, what message am I sending about the Shalom? That it's removed from the whole realm of Matzah Shal Mitzvah. Okay? What? Oh, in its current state. But that doesn't mean it can't be a matzah shal mitzvah. If you ignore the bracha you're making, what he's saying is very good. He's saying that there's no, just because you're holding together, there's no tzirif between the two. Where is the tzirif according to Rabbeinu Chananel? He's saying, I'll tell you what the tzirif is. I'm making achilas matzah on the shalim, I've now recreated a tzirif. Because holding together is obviously not enough. The Rambam would say it is, because the Rambam would say Motzi goes on both. But you see, according to this way of learning, that Tziruf is not enough just by holding together. The brachas themselves can create a Tziruf. So by making bracha A on one and bracha B on the other, I'm reintroducing the Shalim back into this Tziruf. Yes. But just to show you, look at this. Just skip ahead for a second. Look at the tour. There's so much more to do. Look at the tour on Tough Iron Hay. Okay? Listen to this tour. The tour says, listen to this. Look at the third to last line in the tour on Simon Tuf Ayin Hey. He says, Uminei sheyesh misha omer shemavarach ala prusa hamotzi v'ala shleim al-chilatz matzah l'kach ha-rotza lotza shidei shneem yocha ha-shteem biyado v'varach hamotzi v'al-chilatz matzah miyad ze'achar ze'ah. V'arachach yivatzeh mishteem yachad. Amazing. So Rabbeinu Chananel's position, which no one else seems to bring down, the tour incorporates as part of a halacha l'maisa, and that's what we do today. The Shulchan Aruch says you hold both Y to be yotzeh hishita as well. So what do we do? So now your unity idea. I'm trying to skipping way ahead, but your idea comes up now. The Taz now starts saying, "Oh, because really, what ends up happening? What we really end up? It's one entity. That's where that comes from. Yes, is it? Now, what about the business of being botzeh sas? What about that business? Right, what about the business of I make a motzi, and then what do? I'm botzek tzas, and then I'll make alchilas matzah on the prusa. Why? What? I know, but okay, right, but there's some svar behind that. Why?
It seems like it's the same svar we have before.
That, which is?
That he's also aiming to make sure that the shalom is also part of the
matzah. It's an important question. What the heck is a botzek tzas? There's all lacha like a b'tziyak sas. See, that's why this is a big innovation. Is it what?
Slightly,
right. Because normally, what does b'tziyak do? It's kovea for the suda. You can't have b'tziyak sas, so what is he doing here?
Wait, can we get the Ri's opinion and then what the Ri does by the minute, just right?
The Ri's opinion is that I think he wants a compromise. I think what he's saying is that by making a motzi on both, I'm showing that each one is chashav vis-a-vis the other. Okay? Each one has its own chashivas, and I'm spraying that motzi on both. And now, chiyas matzah is not a problem because the, what do you call it, sham can also function like that.
He's saying his opinion is a compromise. Then he doesn't even do his compromise opinion because he wants to stick with the minhag.
Exactly.
That's pretty funny.
He doesn't want to go against the minhag. I agree.
So he has no opinion.
Right. I know, you're right. He's concerned by the minog.
So the mighty's on both.
Right.
In his,
yes. What is the minog? So he's saying, what would he do? The minog is to always be about say the shalem. So now what is he? But he doesn't want to be see it completely. Right. You make the brachas and moti on the shalem, and then you. Right. Correct. Right. What? No, I don't know about that. That could be. I don't know. Could be. Start being both say the shalom. What are you automatically doing?
You're starting the suda.
But then you have to both say it completely.
You're engaging in the maaseh of starting
suda. No, then you have to both say it completely.
You're pseudo starting
the suda. What? But if you're both say it into the matzah, what are you demonstrating? What?
In this meal, you're
okay. You use the matzah for the meal, but at the same time, what else?
It's not the matzah of shalom.
The beginning of
the you make the
right. Well, so, yeah, you're making alchas matzah on the prusa.
This, so the one you're rotei on is for the suda. It's not for your mitzvah.
Okay.
So you're designating it as not for the mitzvah. Then you're making alchas matzah on the matzah.
Right. So could be he's the opposite of I think Rabbi Nachmanah. What is
to show the mitzvah on the prusa.
Right. In other words, you make the hamotzi on the shalem, you're both seyek sas. Why? Because what does that do? Because that now show that. What does that now tell me? What? But that's not kovei suda. Right. It's not being used for what?
How does that?
What? Because by breaking it, what am I now saying? I'm saying that now. What? I'm saying it's part of. I'm saying that now this matzah is. I've now ascribed utility to this matzah. Right. I have. Right. Well, but not. But there's. But why don't they both say it completely? So Isaiah, why not but say it completely? What?
Because if you've already started, you can say Alachias Matzah in there.
What?
You can say Alachias.
Well, the question is, am I doing it for the sake of the Shalem or am I doing it for the sake of the Prusa?
You're holding both of them. That's what says, right?
It seems that way, yes. So when I make that motzi on the Shalem and then I break it a little bit, what am I now? Is that, yeah.
Maybe it becomes nearer to, let's say, Alachias.
I don't know. That's what he wants. That's what Levi wants to say. You're creating some Prusa-ish idea. Could be. I don't have that reproach. It could be. I hear that. That could be.
And
the Shalim. You're giving
it. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when you're Bateh the Shalim while holding the Prusa, it's the same as the Thelmites on the Prusa also. Which is what Rashi said.
But you're not Bateh completely. Because you have to Bateh at the end anyway. You're Bateh at the end, both. Yeah.
You're deforming it to the point where it's not something that is prior for your Suda. And therefore you have to go for the Prusa.
Why is it not right for Suda?
By deforming the shalom.
Well, what? Okay.
It seems like you're definitely moving the shame, whatever you want to call it, of shalom. It's no longer shalom.
Just correct me if I'm wrong. I think what you're saying is that ultimately, when I break that little piece off the, or let's, excuse me, I'm sorry, when I tear a little bit into that lovely soft lafa, right? What I'm really doing is that it's not the shalom I'm concerned about. That's the trap. Again, I think that's a trap here. I don't think it's a shalom you're concerned about. What are you really concerned about? You were saying it. The Prusa. Okay?
Oh, so? Because you want to make the bracha on the Prusa. So in order to make the bracha only on the Prusa, you have to get rid of any.
You want to isolate the Prusa as the matzah shal mitzvah. Right? So you make the hamotzi on the shalem. By breaking it slightly, what you're really demonstrating is that now I'm separating this. I don't mean to graphically do it, but I'm separating the shalem by... From what? From the matzah shal mitzvah. The matzah shal mitzvah now is separated completely from what? Because I'm because that's a designation. It's true. I'm not both sale the suda, but by what?
You don't rip it all the way because you want to still have like a mission until
you. Moses wants to retain the chashivas of the prusa somehow. Okay. So what? Yeah.
When you made hamotzi in it and then you tore it a little bit to show that it's going into the meal now. This thing is...
Right, I'm ascribing utility to this thing, right? But not vis-a-vis that I'm kovea this thing for the suda right now, because I have to both say it completely. But that vis-a-vis the prusa. Then now when I make an achilas matzah, it's only going on the prusa.
Wasn't it distinguished enough because the prusa was one that is a prusa and not a shlema?
No, obviously that's not enough. That's what he's saying. That's
why enough. Enough.
Because the normal thing to do is people break shlemas. That's why he's saying it's like the minog.
So you
break shlemas.
Take
a look at now. Look at Rav Haigon, which are the Ron sites. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I skipped the Rush and the Mordechai for now. Maybe we'll come back to them.
The Mordechai was good.
The Mordechai. I know. We'll come back to Mordechai.
Where's Rav Haigon?
The Ron. Okay, second paragraph in the and the Ran first quotes a norm of Shita. It's the page says Agada Shal Pesach. All right, listen to this. So Miu Kasav Rabino Haigon. Okay, Delo Itmar. Right, Ella Behaviu Lefana Psisin. Okay, Hachanami Behaviu Lefana Prusa. Ukamar Shehu Rashai Levar Chala Prusa. Aval Im Heviu Lefana Shleiman She Rashai Lifros Ein Lanu. Dimishum the Darshinu Lami Lachamoni Lo Itmar Ella Rishus Dumya. Okay, anyone want to take a shot at what he's saying? The Gemara Brachos brought in the case of Heviu Lefanav. Well, I'll take it. The Gemara Brachos brought in the case of Heviu Lefanav. They brought before him Sisin and Shleiman. And then the Gemara says later on in Brachos, what else does it say? It says also, he wants to say that. Yeah, he wants to say that. Yeah, Hachanami Heviu Lefanav Prusa. Okay?
If
meaning what?
The best, but if they bring before him a Prusa,
he
can do it.
Oh. So I'm going to hold. So if Haigon holds that the way you read the Gemara is like this, really, what should you have in front of you?
Two
shlemas. Two shlemas. Right? Two shlemas. Two shlemas. But, b'dieved.
Does it sound b'dieved? Or is it just that you can do either?
Lachamoni is a b'dieved?
Rishai is b'dieved.
The Gemara defines that as lachamoni.
I know, but it sounds. I'll prove to you that's why he's saying in a second. Watch. Watch this. I know. How can he say that? Okay. Okay, well, yeah. He's saying it's b'dieved. He's saying that when you make hamotzi, right, what do you make hamotzi on? Okay, look at the Ritva. So the Ritva says, Nagu olam. So there was a minhag among the people. Ki achar she'achlu min karpas no limatza achas. So this minhag emerged to do what? That after you eat karpas, to break a matzah. Okay? And then what would they do? And they will put umanichim also a prusa ahachas tachas amapa the kazayitz matzah shavachrona. And they would take this piece and put it underneath the tablecloth, okay, for the matzah at the end of the meal, okay. The omrim shehu zecher l'misharosam sros b'sim l'sam. And why do you do that? Why do you put it underneath the mapa? Because what do they do when they left Egypt? No.
They would save piece for later.
Sort of. So they have like their
sacks.
Yeah, they're, what's that thing called when you have the stick with the thing in the end?
Satchel.
What? Satchel. They had their satchel, right?
No.
And what?
No.
He's a southerner, so I guess he knows.
Rucksack.
Right, rucksack, right? So they put their matzah stuff in it, right? So in a sense, just the way they had it stored in there, we put underneath the mappa, okay? By the way, that's brought down by every single Achron who holds a yachatz. Zecher Mishra Sam Sirosam. In fact, the minhag is to some people, you know what they do? It's real minhag. Mr. Brewer brings it down. You actually, after you break the matzah, you know what you do? You put the matzah on your shoulder. You walk Dal Amos. Okay. Fine. She says, okay. V'aprusa acheres, manichin osa b'k'ar im acheres. So what do you do with the other broken piece, right? You put it into the Seder plate. He says, the Gemara in Zechel davar zeh. He says, the Gemara never mentioned anything about a yachatz. There's no breaking of a matzah. Where does such a thing come from? V'lo yadanu lama porsin osa achshav. And we don't know why, but dafka now, you'd have to break the matzah. All right, so he says, I know. Rabosa sheyichyu amrle. So my rabbeim, they live, what do they tell me? They said, it's shehu b'deshu rotsa lomar, and this is important. Halach ma'anya v'dar choshani repusa gisa b'gemara. Now, that's a good reason. So what is he saying? He said this. He's saying, why do we do yachatz now? I'll tell you why. Because you say halach ma'anya. What's halach ma'anya mean? Lachamoni. And what kind of lacham should it be? Broken. Now that fits into the first position of Shmuel. Lachem sha'onin alav dvarim. That actually makes sense. Because in order for this, what? It means like this. It means that the matzah is not just a piece of food, but what is else? What? Chavshal gada, chavshal sipur. Meaning you're misab. So it should reflect that reality. So when I say halach ma'anya, what? Say it again? Which other opinions? Okay. Yeah, but most shigas hold you break it at the time of hamotzi. That's what you usually do. Okay, fine. Wait, so, yeah. Riffa says, no. He says, "Vani amarti lifneim shezel lefim." Now I'll tell you. So the Riffa said in front of the Shabbeim, "I have a different reason." See, he's a very honest guy. He says, "I hear your reason. I have my reason. What's his reason?" Lefim mash anu bevarkin berchas amatzah laachar kosheni shel shlema uprusa kichada. So when we make after kosheni, we make hamotzi and we make motzi matzah on the whole and the prusa together kichada. Right? Kid isa begemar beperak shloshes achlu. Right? V'hasam muchok behedra sheilu hayolafanav b'shas bracha shlemos. Aimo the foursome klal ki shlema mina mufkar, and it's muchach from the Gemara that if we only had in front of us shlemos, we wouldn't break them at all because shlema is really the best way to eat it. Elosh sheim heviu lefan apsishin shlemim af al pisha b'shar yamim ikaman da amar devarcha shlemim amru da kol modim epesach shemivarcha apsishin mishum lachamoni v'chein kasev al dinin rav haigon. So what's this? Ukedei lotzas yedei shtehem anu porsin osa achshav kedei. Surprise! Right? It's such an astonishing idea. The Ritva suggesting that, how do you justify yachatz? I'll tell you why. Because according to, there's two ways you can learn. Right? If you don't look like Rav Haigon, is there any problem whatsoever of doing yachatz? Probably not. Who cares when you make your prusa? The Rambam doesn't like yachatz, so the Rambam seems to say v'dafka hamotzi. I'm not even sure if you have to say that to be true, but fine, let's assume you say that. But according to other shitas, they seem to imply you have a prusa at the time you make hamotzi. So who cares? Wait a second. Who cares when you break the matzah? Rav Haigon seems to say that, ideally, what should you have in front of you? Two holes. But guess what? Whoops.
What Rav Haigon takes pumping to out of the situation?
I'm not sure. But the answer, what is Rav Haigon to hold? Pisvara. He holds ideally should be two shlemas, but if you have a prusa and a shlema in front of you,
if you just saw a prusa there, fine.
I know, but I'm saying, but what? Why does he say that? Why does he say that? It's a very simple idea, I think. What?
So then he'd make the bracha.
He'd probably make hamotzi on both, and then no, but he has to break one out to make hamotzi. He'd have to, and then make alchias matzah. Yeah, he has to.
So he might make both on the shalom.
Maybe, or he has two shlemos in front of him. It sounds like he wants two shlemos in front of him.
Once you have a paras, you still hold, and you definitely hold that there's a chashivas to the.
Yes.
There's no chashivas to the paras.
I don't know. Well, look, that might be part of the svara. So I ask you, what is he saying?
Because you know there's no chashivas. We thought that like lechamani was like a.
When they set up lecha mishnah, right, with shteki karos, you know what they actually said? Shlema. In other words, this is actually a Rambam type of idea, I think. It's in that vein. He's saying that when they said, remember how he set it up. You have shlema, right, which is the better way to eat normally during the week, right? And then what do they do on Shabbos? So the Kedushas Yom HaShabbos demands lecha mishnah. What he wants to say is that they objectify the idea of shlemas. They said that what is chashivas? Chashivas versus shlemas. You can give me all these fancy schmancy conceptual ideas of prusa, but at the end of the day, you can't override that idea. That's an objective reality. Notice the question is, do we go by the effect that's produced? That's just a din of chashivas. Or do we look at the actual entity itself? And prusas don't produce chashiv. Prusas themselves aren't chashiv. You can apply a conceptual reality to it and say, okay, well, because matzah shal mitzvah, but vis-a-vis the fact that it's a prusa, how can you tell me it's as chashiv as a shlema vis-a-vis achila? It's an impossibility. Oh, okay, why? Because it functions matzah shal mitzvah. In other words, it's only because it can function as matzah shal mitzvah that allows it to function in the realm of lecha mishnah. But you can't tell me, what he said is, you can't tell me that a conceptual chashivas of lecha, of prusa vis-a-vis matzah shal mitzvah overrides the culinary idea of shlemas being mitzvah minim of har.
Why is everybody minded by...
Put it in a descriptive way. What?
Why is everybody
minded by... Yeah, that's why I brought it in. Okay, one second. Rav Haigon develops his entire position based on what? Based on his reading of the Gemara, right? So meaning that what's he using? He's using the Gemara as the basis for his position, right? Therefore, what does the Gemara never talk about? Three matzahs. So you can't introduce a new idea of three matzahs. The Gemara doesn't say so. He's a gaon. He's a gaon. The Gemara never says three matzahs. He never says three matzahs. You can't just say three matzahs. You're right. Maybe conceptually, I could tell you why three matzahs would work. But Rav Haigon's saying you have to have a raya for that. You can't just say three matzahs. What? Listen to the Rush. If you look at the last paragraph in the Rush, he says, "Now the Rush held to have three matzahs. He likes three matzahs. Okay, he's not bothered by the fact that Gemara doesn't mention three matzahs. But then he introduces this idea, by the way. I know a lot of people have the minhag of having like, you know, Kohen Levi Yisrael for the matzahs.
Oh, yeah.
She says, the osin lahem simon ezu rishonav ezu shniav ezu shlichus. The last paragraph in the Rush. Okay? He says, you actually make a simon, right, to know which one's the first, which one's the second, which one's the third. Kederech shayu osin bekupa shalishcha. Shayu kasabahen aleph beis gimel. Leida ezemhen nisrama, etc. All right, so then he says in the end, now that look, he says, Osan shlosha matzos, if you look at the, it's midway in the paragraph, from these three matzos, yivatzea shnia l'shnayim, v'yishmor chetzia l'afikomen, v'yaniach chetzia ben shtei shlemos, okay? And then he says, v'al v'shon yivarach ha-motzi, v'al prusa, yivarach ha-chiyatz matzah, v'ochon b'yacha mikol achas k'zayas, okay? U'min ha-shlishis, yase k'richa, k'hilal, t'keva, t'kikun shlosh, etc. So what does he say? But he holds, first of all, he holds yachatz, not as minug, as halacha.
He holds three,
and he also holds three matzahs. And he even holds to the point where you should designate each matzah for its purpose. Okay? So you see, it's interesting. The Ritva learns yachatz to be more of like a minug, and he doesn't like it at all. He just uses it, he tries to, in a clever maneuver, try to incorporate a haigon into that. But the Rush held yachatz was a normal thing. It was part of your normal thing. Now look at the Mordechai. One other fascinating thing. I forgot how I came across this, but this is going to blow your mind. He says, I showed this to you, right? Oh, listen, listen. Okay, he says. Okay, now the Mordechai also holds the three matzahs. But the Mordechai has, now this is probably, this without question, is the most difficult thing to comprehend. And I can give you a speck of the Svara, but it's too difficult. It says, Umina matzah shlishis, yase kricha, keva de takinu rabbanon shlosh matzos, akol chada v'chada naviba mitzvah. It's interesting. So he wants to say, now look what he's saying, de takinu rabbanon shlosh matzos. So the Gemara never mentions shlosh matzos, and I want to posit that maybe Rav Haigon says that's the reason why we never had three matzos. Maybe the Rambam as well. But what does the Mordechai say?
I don't know how he says it.
They really did hold. The Gemara really holds you should have three matzos. That's what he means by Rabbanon. You should have three matzos. Ah, but never says three matzos. Why not? Here he comes. He says, Umehahi dehevu dehacha lokasha. The Ka'amar, hey, view the fun of matzah, but the Mishnah says they brought before him one matzah. That's what the Mishnah says. They brought before him a matzah. The Mashmah, the Leka Ela Matzah Acha Shlema. Right? The Hainu, Dafka, B'yameyem, Shahayu Osen Haseder Achar Su'dasan. Ulukach lo Hayutzrichen Ela Matzah Acha Shlema Lassos Haseder Alea. The Hakavar Birchu Birchas Amotzi, Vachakol Su'dasan. Ava Anush Osen Haseder Betchila Kodama Su'da. What? I don't know. To go back to the song, Kadesh, Rachza, Motzi, Matzah, Mara, Korach, Shulchan, Orech. Not sure what happens afterwards.
The Magid would be after.
But when? After what? Baruch?
After, yeah.
Not sure, because it's Bracha, Shein, Esricha, maybe.
Yeah,
but then you have the other problem of extending your meal too long.
So when would the Kadesh?
I don't know. So the Prisha was a commentary on the tour. So on Tuf Ayin Hay. So he read Tuf Ayin Hay. And what is the tour paskin? Everyone seems to hold this way. You have to have a kazayas from both. Okay? And that's how he paskin. Don't you guys know that's the biggest challenge on the Seder? Is how do you consume two kazayasim at once in your mouth? In fact, some of the Achronim actually asked that question.
The two kazayas is much smaller.
What? How do you actually fit two kazayasim of hard shvura matzah in your mouth? Right, it's right. Right, no. You must have Moshe hands. Moshe mouth. All right. So look at the preacher. The preacher says, the yochal shteim yachal kazayis mikol achas. He asks a very good question. He says, v'tzarach iyan, my shna da bircha samotzi tzarach kazayis yoser mikol bircha samotzi. Dekol shana. Okay? In other words, he's saying, why do we need the kazayas from the hamotzi here? Meaning what? What? No, what's he saying? In general, right? So he's saying, I'll tell you the reason why. Now, this is fascinating. Why do you have to need a kazayas of both? Now, get a little to like, it's a little achorna, but it's a good line of reasoning. He's saying, why? Because maybe we're going to stop it because you got to understand what's going on here. The Torah says, what do you do? You hold the matzahs together, you make brachas on both. So what are we really doing at the end of the day? Let's just take a step back. What's the Torah really telling you?
Both are...
No, you're not doing nothing, you're doing everything.
Everything.
Right, you're again, the way I like to put it is, you're dispersing brachas on all the things you're holding. By holding things together and making the brachas on everything, you're just basically, what are you saying? You're saying the properties of both exist in both. That's your basic doing.
What happens when you make bread on your holy things?
Except it doesn't seem that way because they seem to say that there's like an idea of I'm making it on this versus this, like what your das is on. Here, what's your das on?
Generally.
Okay, on everything, right. What? What? Right, disperse. Disperse all the brachas, right? Like it goes from your mouth and it falls on all of them. Okay. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, al ezo mehen yivarach al chiyotz matzah. Umishum hachi mevarchen ashtein biyachah, shtei brachos. The kemen de kol echa besafek berchos achilas matzah, v'achilas matzah kashir kazayas. It's an amazing idea. So the Prisha is suggesting, I mean, again, I haven't, the Prisha is an important guy. But the question, I'm not, in other words, again, we're leaving the world of Rishonim now, and now we're getting more into like how to compromise the positions of Rishonim. But what he's saying is that if you take an amalgamation of all the Rishonim and put them together, except for the Rambam, I think, but all the different positions of Tosfos, I don't think the Rambam works with this. What? I just don't think the Rambam works with this.
Wait, why do you need two positions at once?
Because he's saying, because each matzah has in it what properties?
Mitzvah
and? And then.
So I have
two.
You can't even start. You can't even start the gazation together. That's a good question. No. I'll tell you why.
If you half the gazayas, if you make the mitzvah.
The end is nearing for me. Let's go to the Taz because I want to hit some last acronym here. Look at the Taz also. Taz, it's a little bit of a. It's not that long. He's a little long. He says this. He says. Taz Or Chaim Simon Tuf Ayin Hay. He says V'yochsom Yado. He says Atam D'yesh Poskim Levarach Al Shleim Amotzi Val Pusa Shu Lechem Oni Al Chias Masa V'yesh Poskim Lehefech Al Korchach Yochash Shteim Yado V'Barach Shnei Brachos Levarachach Yivatzeim Ashleima. Interesting, by the way. He says you only break from the Shalim. That's separate thing. He said. Then he quotes a tour. Just give me a second. And then he says, "There's one part I want to get to. One second." He says, Okay, take a look at Yochlan Basay B'Yachad, okay? He says, Lefisha Shnei HaBrach, why do you eat them together? Lefisha Shnei HaBrachos, Heim Shaychim LaHadadi. Pay attention to Lashon. Each bracha is shaykh to the other. Okay? They're, again, what we've done by combining all the positions together is we've actually endowed each matzah with properties of both. Okay? So now, the brachas apply to each one equally. Okay? V'afilu im lo hayolo ela achas. Ela she'ein osim mitzvos chavilos. See? Hasn't died yet. Akorkach noto l'chol bracha matzah achas. Akorkach sarach shetei achila k'echad kilo haya mamish matzah echad. But he goes further. He says, what do you do? He says, you treat the matzahs as what? Now comes your moment in the shir. As one. You have two matzahs, but what are they really? See that? Now, but that's a big step, though. That's a huge step. See, you got to appreciate the conceptual evolution here. Okay, this is a big conceptual evolution because originally we had an idea of there's an idea of a shalem and an idea of a prusa, and they're two separate things. And many of the Rishonim tackle that, treat it that way, right? To the point of yochzam biyachad, which sounds like you're trying to be yotze boshitas, to then saying we're endowing each matzah with the properties of both, to now saying what? They're one. It's like I have in front of me what?
One giant.
What?
Two
it's like a funny idea, right? But he's saying that's what you treat it as. You treat it as matzah achas.
Even from where we hold it, it makes sense. You have one on
the Ah, that's a good question. So where's your lacha mishnah? Where's your lacha mishnah according to the top? Yeah. What? Oh, right, you have the third one. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, right, you have the third one. By the way, you have the third one. That's correct, right. So what do you have? I'm sorry, I apologize, right? I'm still thinking of the Rambam. So you have what? You have three, okay, but what do you have in front of you? You have, okay, and now you're going to get into the idea of, this is the last thing I want to leave off of, the idea of the dropping, okay? No, say the dropping idea. Because what do you have? You have three matzahs. Right, okay. So you have your lecha mishnah, because you have two whole matzahs, and you have your prusa. Now think about it. The prusa and the shalim are what?
Wait,
do you have
shalim?
Well, why not?
I'm saying, like,
it's one matzah. Doesn't mean it loses its shlemus. It's one matzah. That's what he's saying. But I'm saying now you can get to this business of how the
something else too.
I don't know. That's not creating something new. You still have a shalim. You'll see it. You'll see when you get to the Radbaz and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's how we do it. In fact, that's what the Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that. You'll see. We'll get to how to do it. But that's it. Now he brings this marshal, it's a kashanet. You should go through it. But the point though is that idea is a fascinating idea to take these two phenomenon and then really give them this chaloshim of being echad. It's a very novel approach.
Who's that?
The Taz. But I think it's the result. In my opinion, it's the result of this entire conceptual evolution of the various Rishonim, then the two are really trying to bring them all together, right? And then this is like the next step in the process of like a further merging. The unifying theory, okay? Okay. Last little point. So the Rabbah says like this. The Rabbah says, V'alinan abrachos, u'minageinu, u'minagavaseinu, losim aprusa b'tok shtei ashlemos, v'tofesh shloshnam b'yado. Okay? So the Rabbah is an early Achron. He says, what's the minag? But remember, where's the Rabbah located?
In Germany.
Egypt. So in Egypt, right? In Egypt, what are they doing? It's amazing. No, you see, it's not the Rambam. In Egypt, they held three matzahs, okay? So they had three matzahs. What? The Rambam had two.
Yeah, he's
Egypt, no? Yeah. No, that's my point. My point is, even the Spartan were makabal three matzahs. Okay? So he says, Losim aprusa v'tok shtei shlemos v'tofesh shloshnam b'yado v'varach ha-motzi v'alchiyatz matzah u'botzei yacha min ha-shlema tachtona min ha-prusa v'echricha anu osim v'shlichis umina prusa shnia anu ochlem achrona nimsa kol achas osa mitzvah v'zemina yafe lotzei shidichovas kol adeus. Fine. The karav ozeh kasa v'sifra agar ela shekasa shemivarach ha-motzi al shloshdan umeniach es ha-shlichis al ha-shulchan umachzik b'yado harishona v'ashnia ha-prusa umivarach ha-shtein yachad al chiyatz matzah ubotzea b'shtein yachad k'zayis mikol achas adkan. So what did he say they did? So they had three matzahs. What do they? Just tell me factually, what do they do?
They make the hamotzi, and then they drop the bottom.
We didn't really say that yet. I mean, okay, fine. You're right. They make hamotzi, right? On all three. And then they put the third one onto the table. And then they have the broken and the whole, and they make alchias matzah on that. Right. What? Exactly, right. Okay. He says, v'lo yadati. No offense to the Alter Rebbe, he's going to come out. V'lo yadati. Lama hu meniach hashlishis, right? Why do you do that? Says the im mishum ma darchos ani beprusa ha'ika shlema, right? Umali chad shlema, mali tarti alakim and the ika prusa ika zecher lema darchos ani. See, he doesn't like this idea. No, there's more than that. He says v'su the ika hafsek tuva bein amotzi lachila, right? And even more so, what's the problem? You're making a hafsek. It's funny because it's not such a big deal, but when you drop the matzah, you're right. But he's saying when you drop that matzah, it's a hafsek. Okay? Right. So just so you know, so the Alter Rebbe comes to your defense. The Alter Rebbe says, V'tzarach yokash shtei ashlemos b'yado, b'shas b'yado, that's Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says, V'tzarach yokash shtei ashlemos b'yado, b'shas b'yado chasamotzi, that prusa tia b'ena shtei ashlemos, v'lo yaneach ha-prusa mil mala, l'fishi b'tchilo tzarach l'varach ha-motzi, v'achach al-chiyas matzah, u'berach ha-samotzi hi al-shlema, u'berach ha-al-chiyas matzah hi al-prusa, shi lechamoni, v'ya prusa tia mil mala, yitzarach l'avra al-mitzos, kishvarach ha-motzi k'la. That's a famous thing about Eim Avir and al-mitzos. But no, you're saying over Lasiasan, not Eim Avir and al-mitzos. Okay. And then he says, "Ulaachar shagama bircha samotzi."
That's interesting. He yells, "You don't make the both brachas on both."
He says, "You make it on." You're holding both.
The specific one on the
yes, they bring up that issue of Eim Avir and al-mitzos, but Rishonim don't talk about that. All right, and he says,
"Eim Avir and al-mitzos."
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The whole question of Eim Avir and al-mitzos. Right, and you're passing over it. Ulaachar shagama bircha samotzi yesh lahashmid hashlichis hashlema min yado. V'yochas v'prusa milmata uval yona milmala v'ivarch alchias matza aval lo yashem miyado matza hashlema halyona konem bracha alchias matza. Okay, so this is again. He says, "What's the minhag? The minhag is you drop that third matza, but don't let go of the first one." Okay, neitzar chlomar shelo yibatze. Last page of other sources.
Is this still Shulchan?
Yeah. Ain't Sarah Loma shall you but say a men a clum av achagmar birchas alchilz matza. The Vishi Shoman should birchas the motzi, he ala prusa, she lachamoni, ubirchas alchilz matza, he ala shlema. The Vika tov, lots of sedeshneam, ulvarch betchila shte brachas elu, varchak yvatsea kazayas melyona, shlemo kazayas mepusa. The Alpha Pisha Bishfil birchas the motzi, bilvad ain't Sarah Lipso kazayas mekardin, elafilu kolshu yachel, lavarcha motzi mekomokom, kimish vishil birchas alchilz matza, lavarcha kazayas. Fine, that's his last thing. But now, what's he saying? Why is he saying to be miniach? Why is he saying first make the bracha holding all three and then drop the third one? Why?
That we could be holding on to the thing you're making the mitzvah.
Because you could still right, but more than that. Look what he's saying. He's saying He's saying lefishi yesh omrim shebirchas amotzi yala prusa shilachamoni ubirchas achis matzi yala shlema. So what do you want to do? You want to be yotzi everyone? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because when you make